You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Harry's, man. You know what we're talking about. We're talking about Harry's razors.
Oh, pal Harry's.
First of all, I still use mine. I know you use yours.
You know what I use it on, dude? My eyebrows.
Do you? You're a hairy beast.
Because I got a beard coming in, but my neck and eyebrow hair is so intense. And then, like, by the way, I don't really use shaving cream for that. You know, I just bare razor to my skin.
With the Harry's razor.
Yeah, it works great, dude. It's still cutting sharp, man.
The razor is the best. It's only $15, but you get $5 off if you use the promo code RACEWARS. Yeah. Two separate words. Race Wars.
$10 for a month of shaving, dude. Where you get all the lotions and shaving cream.
You get the gel, the shaving cream. You get the razors. You get three razors. I'm telling you, you get the razors. Get it. Harry's razors. Yeah. Harry's razors is the best thing you're going to do in your life.
I'm still using the Harry's razor. I'm not making it up from when we first talked about
so
it.
So am I. Place. Yeah. The same one. I cut my head every week, and it's still sharp as shit.
I mean, I say a month, but I haven't changed it. I mean, I could just be a dirty person, but...
Both things are true.
It's lasted for how many months now? That's crazy.
Crazy months. Harry's.com. Go to harrysrazors.com.
Yeah. Mine was free, but yours is almost free. Rich Wars. I know you're like, how could a white man be allowed to do that?
He can say the word only in the confines of this podcast. It's what we do, baby. Yeah.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
I have the power.
Race Wars, baby. Back in the building. Kurt.
What? Oh, wait, hold on.
What's it? What is this? Is this another one of your Bill Cosby's?
No, it's my song I want.
Will make you feel beautiful.
I wasn't lying about Dr. Cosby's album. That was on opening from now on.
It won't be there all the time. We're not going to be a rape theme show.
It's not. It's just one letter we have
we're
to
not
change.
Turn,
we could be rape wars so easily.
This show will not be your Facebook account. It's not going to be rape-based.
And everyone sings along with it. The
and
children.
And you can sing
okay.
this song to him.
Okay. Get to the song,
I
Dr. Cosby.
No bad drugs.
Jesus Christ.
I don't need no bad drugs.
I sing every day. This part of his message is good.
I don't need no bad drugs.
Yeah. Who needs bad drugs?
I don't need no bad drugs.
I was telling my weed dude that the same the other day.
I don't need no bad drugs.
I think it was my weed dude.
You don't remember.
Who knows?
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Nailed it.
It's so polite at the end,
good
too.
Good God almighty, you and your Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
You can't let it go.
Well, it was their idea, but I approved of it.
You approved of it, right?
Yeah, you should never see Bill Cosby coming. It should be a surprise.
That's true. I agree with that.
Well, we got good guests.
We got great guests.
I can handle that.
All right,
thank you,
Cosby.
Okay, enough for you, fucking Huxley.
Cosby Tron. All right, well, yeah, we got Dante. And he brought his buddy Combat Jack with
us. Dante Nero's in the house.
What's going on?
And Combat Jack.
Yo, what's up, internet?
So you cut because you have the number one hip hop podcast. Is that am I right in saying?
Sure. Yeah, explain to our fans who you are, Combat Jack.
So I am Combat Jack. I'm a podcaster. I host a show called Combat Jack Show.
Right.
We do amazing interviews. This week we interviewed Scarface Brad Jordan from the Ghetto Boys.
Oh.
Which is, you know, he's fucking out of his mind.
Yeah, he's yeah.
And we do these great interviews, man. I had this one interview with Styles P from the Locks.
Amazing.
We had him break down and cry.
Really? Oh, really?
Yeah,
Styles P.
Really? We actually once made Scarface cry also. So they call me kind of like the rap whisperer.
Wait,
of podcast.
You're the Oprah of hip hop.
Yeah, no doubt.
Barbara,
you get one,
you
get
that?
One, and you get one.
So you break down the hardest of the hard and the coolest of the cool.
No, we just DMC, you know what
and rock
saying?
And rock.
It's, yeah, yeah. It's like, rock it's like rap therapy, man.
Okay,
so I'm gonna listen to that. Right.
Promise myself I wouldn't do this, son.
Somebody hit him. Can you reach him from there? Come back.
Bang!
I can reach him.
Bang, man. But thanks for having me on the show, man.
Thanks for coming, man. We really appreciate it.
You were an in-demand guest, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fans wanted to
the
see
fans,
you.
The fans wanted to see me. What up, fans?
Yeah, people are tweeting. I wish I could remember the person who tweeted, but they demanded Combat Jack.
Were they nice? Or like, fuck you, get him on the show.
No,
like,
they were just sweet. Get Combat Jack.
That's nice. Thank you, fans.
Get Combat Jack.
Yeah, because you have like an interesting back. Somebody was telling, Cypher Sounds was telling me like your backstory, which I thought was pretty interesting, right? Like when you were like a lawyer or something?
I practiced law for about 15 years. One of my first clients was Jay-Z.
Wait, what kind of law? Criminal?
Entertainment.
Criminal.
Entertainment. Entertainment.
If it was Jay-Z, it was criminal, if you liked it or not.
It's when he shifted, man, when he opened his lane up.
Okay. Yeah, criminal.
You know, so I made the transition about 5 years ago, well, about 10 years ago.
Okay.
And started blogging and, you know, just, I had a midlife crisis and fucked up.
Well, you fucked up how? How you fuck up?
I just gave up my law practice.
Well, that could be a midlife Christmas. Didn't turn out well?
Yeah, I mean, it turned out best.
There you go.
I'm happy.
You living that life.
So were you his lawyer for that stabbing and all that?
No, 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 no. Before that, the first album, Reasonable Doubt. Damon Dash, Rockefeller, all of that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was a great album.
22s.
But really, people didn't respond to it like they should have when it first came out.
Now they feel it.
Now everybody's like, phonies.
Cypher told me it was like you started this podcast and then... You know, nobody knew who you were, but then people started putting it, like rappers put together, because they were like, that's my lawyer talking.
Yeah, that's my fucking lawyer talking.
Because he knows all this
that's
shit.
That's why he doesn't return my calls.
Oh, so you know some secrets.
I know some secrets.
Okay. Okay, hold up now.
Client attorney
Brooklyn
problem.
Cat.
Come
too,
on, you ain't an attorney no more. You just a dude.
Nah, I don't need them problems.
Okay. Then you couldn't help somebody lose, like, did somebody lose a lot of money and you couldn't, like, help them get it back or something?
A lot of people lost money. A lot of people made money.
Now, who was robbing people, though? Was it the record labels?
Usually the record labels, but sometimes you had managers. Sometimes you had lawyers robbing people.
Now, when you say managers
sometimes
and lawyers.
Accountants.
Accountants. When you say managers, lawyers, and accountants, do you mean Jews?
I bet it's family.
Should we go to commercial? What happened?
Everybody. I've seen some brothers steal. Seen some Jews steal.
People,
I've seen some Chinese steal.
But listen, as long as he doesn't say the Jews.
I just fucked up because there's like one Chinese entertainment attorney.
Who's that?
All right.
There's only one.
You got to do the
Chan?
Work, man.
You talking about Chan?
Chan Esquire, ESQ. Shannon Pings.
Oh shit!
So we about to get racist? Is that
no, it's not getting racist.
Well, no, we do the ceremony. If we get into it, then we do the ceremony.
We about to revel in raciousness.
Yeah, well, it's always a thing, man.
Yeah,
I mean, just got a nice Twitter battle.
It's
recently.
Amazing that race is sexier than sex, man.
Well, definitely if you fucking different girls of other races.
That's true.
You can make a real Benetton commercial out of
but
it.
Topic-wise, you know, man, dude, it's the hottest shit.
I'll tell you why race is sexier than sex, and I think you're totally right.
Yeah.
Because the deep down fear is like somebody's going to get their dirty, other colored dick in my women. Like, that's everybody's. I think that's like all racist fear.
Oh, yeah,
fear.
People get scared of that.
It's like a dick fear.
But in the actuality, it's not like taken away from your crop.
She wasn't yours in the first place.
Yeah, I don't think like that at all, but I know people are like, oh, another one got away.
But
one
of the joys of living in New York City and growing up in New York City, you knew you could date anybody you wanted.
Yeah.
I could get off any train stop and bag a bitch. Mm. And that's what I did.
Well, until you were caught, and thank God you were.
And boy, I had a big duffel bag full of bitches.
That's not how we do it, Sherlock.
In the bag, bitch. In the bag.
Yeah, but it was the diverse bag, I guess. His heart was in the right place.
Yeah.
You know?
Who?
Absolutely.
Mine? Yeah, my heart is always in the right place. That's what the joy's all is. You get to mingle.
Bag of his dick in the right place.
Now, Kurt grew up in a situation, and first of all, Kurt's brother is here, too. Yeah, he can back me up on this.
What's up, Kurt's brother?
Kurt was not only a lonely child, but he was a freaky, freaky masturbator.
Was I?
Brother, back me up. You just have to change the room, get out of the room.
Did you get my old room?
Yeah.
Or did you get Erica's old room?
Did you hear the ghost of fucking Jerkin's past?
Did some socks of mine fall off the shelf and shatter? What did you find
there? Were you a chronic masturbator?
I mean, I was 15 and 13 and 14, so, I mean, there's not.
And
that
you
is.
Didn't even date interracially before you got to the
I
big
didn't
city.
Date nobody.
I'm saying you didn't date. Okay, I'll give you that.
You didn't say you were Jehovah's Witness. You got to put that in there too.
But Jehovah's Witnesses get pussy. They get pussy though. Don't try to put that on a religion.
But I wasn't one of them cool ones that like. I even was like a sucker that just did the religion.
Were you afraid of getting pussy? Like was that what
I
was?
I fucked myself up. I didn't realize like how much pussy I could have gotten until later.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I really fucked up.
Screwed it up.
Yeah, it was real.
Did you think you would go to hell if you got some of that sweet meat?
No.
We didn't think we believe in hell, which is good about them.
Right.
But it's still a thing, like, you're out, you know? You, like, if you get caught, you have to repent or you're out, and then everybody stops talking to you that you...
Well, I grew up with Jehovah's Witness, and they had to go in front of the whole congregation and... tell what they did.
No, fucking sign around their neck or what?
That's going clear.
No, that's not what they do. What it is you go the elder. So dumb terms. You got to meet with the elders,
right,
of the congregation, and then you confess to them, and then they
as they jerk off and listen,
right. And you have to tell the story till everyone finishes. They have a bit, one of those dog cones around your neck.
Yo, dude, you must be fucked up in the head, man.
It must be. I'll say.
Imagine getting that out of your hair.
How did you leave that shit, man?
Well, I'll tell you, but,
we talk about it a lot on the show.
So if you repent and shit, right? You have the option that, and like, so they give a talk and they're like, "Brother Metzger has been reproved," but they don't say what you did. They're not supposed to tell.
How many elders?
Turn your phone like off, four. I wanted my Cosby thing to come out. It'll be like four, maybe. It was dumb Caitlin tweeting.
Four elders.
Yeah, and but the thing is so stupid is, and, I mean, you go to them for, like, marriage problems or whatever.
Were they all white?
No, they weren't. And
Those seem disappointed when you say it, though, sort of a bitch.
I mean, I'm not accepting that, a non-white.
Who was the not white one? What was that?
Which elder? Brother Webb. Brother Webb.
That's a brother.
He lived down the rock.
Irvin Webb.
I liked him. But these are guys that are like not qualified to be telling you family counseling, okay? They're just called the elders, but, you know, one dude was a plumber. One guy was fucking insurance
salesman.
That might
be qualified.
To tell me, me about my pipes.
You stick it in here and you pull it out there.
I hope they weren't giving that advice. But it's just like, you know.
How you become an elder? How does that?
Who cares?
Yeah, that's dumb. But
I hate Jehovah's and I hate Kirk.
Did you ever go to the Black Elder's house, man?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah. That's where we had the Tuesday night Bible study.
It was lit, right?
Well, it was like once a month it was cake night, so that's what you look for. I mean, it's such a prison atmosphere being in a goddamn religion. We're getting cake this Tuesday. Sitting there, I'm hoarding cake in my fucking... Yeah, that was like some dump. It's just like a most boring... It's just a boredom prison, dude. 3 nights a week, you're just studying that shit.
Studying the Bible.
I think all of childhood was a fucking prison when you think back on it, because you can't do what you want to do.
No, you get like that hostage...
You only get
what
perspective.
Do you call it, syndrome, where you're a hostage?
Stockholm.
Yeah, Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah, that's what kids are. You're just like a little hostage with Stockholm
syndrome.
That's
why you visit your parents
that's
on holidays.
That's why they parrot the shit there. You know?
Until you got candy.
Yeah,
you go in there like, I remember this room. This was my room.
I got back in my tiny curled up position.
So, wait. You had to talk to the elders about your jerking off problems?
No. I wouldn't.
He just was forthright with it. They didn't ask about it.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a problem.
Guess what I did today.
They just said, "How you doing today?" He's like, "I've been jerking off."
It was my jerk off success that was the issue.
Beige nuts.
No. I had to when I was 19. I was dating a stripper. And I had to, she wanted to convert to the religion to make mom happy, and, which I was like, I'll just leave.
This is all fucked up.
You were like, I'll leave?
Yeah, I'm like, don't convert, I'll just fucking go. I'm like, once I discovered pussy, I was like, I don't care about my family. don't talk to me again, fam. Ryan, don't ever talk to me again.
Well, speaking about a religion, first of all, let's throw this in here. Pope Francis shook up the Catholic world again on Tuesday by announcing that priests around the world will be authorized to forgive the sin of abortion.
Ooh, thank God.
Yeah, when the church begins,
four
a year
visits
of mercy.
And I'm free and clear.
Four. Four. I got,
four,
I tell
confessions
you, I got at least 9 to 10 abortions under the belt.
I'm talking about ones I perform.
But I went to college. Oh, you perform. Okay, that's good.
No,
you
not
really
the...
get in there.
My hands on.
Why'd you give a little snap at the end? I don't know.
You know, I had an ex fucking getting an abortion. I was a woman. But the way it did it was they gave her a shot of Diprovera or something. Not Diprovera.
Che Guevara.
They gave her a shot of Che Guevara.
Che Guevara.
Thank you, combat. Che Guevara.
Revolutionary.
It was some shit that stops the embryo from growing.
Oh.
Okay? And then you put like 3 morning after pills in your cooch to finish the job.
That's a fucking sin.
Oh, no. I had the ones where they went in.
Yeah,
they had
but
to go
dude,
in.
This is the fucked up part. They don't just do it at the clinic. She came home. And I had to help her push the fuck. I think she was trying to make me guilty,
no,
too.
No, you didn't. She's lying to you.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to put a finger in anything to complete abortion.
So you guys have been to the
she
center.
Made me, you know what I realized? That was so she could implicate me in this baby murder we committed.
Yes.
Yo. I had to pull the trigger.
The doctor definitely didn't tell her that because most times the father ain't there to do anything.
Oh, man. I thought I was Let free alone. And clear of the murder of my son, Toilet Metzger.
I had a chick that got an abortion. She wouldn't get the abortion unless I went in the room with her while they did the vacuum.
Oh, my God.
What a selfish woman.
I had to sit, and they were like...
How many months were she?
Maybe about two.
2 months? Yeah, that's still 2 months is still a small thing.
Yeah, but I was in there while they was fucking vacuuming it out, and then I came out. I was like, man, I really should respect women better. I
had
a better.
Kid. They had took one kid like, out. He had sneakers on.
Yeah, sneakers on.
Yeah. Did you have to go through the protesters?
We had to go to doctor.
Yeah, I had to get that shit. Yeah. Sucks.
Yeah, you had to. The protesters are in front of parents.
That's when I believed in that guilty shit. Oh, yeah. You're going to hell.
Yeah, they had a picture.
Look at your fetus.
Of babies in there.
Yeah. I was like this. Out the way.
Wait.
Clear it away. Coming through.
Take the Goldstein mic. Aaron just texted me a very good point. Go ahead, Aaron.
Okay, so if she can put in a tampon by herself, like, you don't need to be there to put in the little capsules. So as a lady, I have a little bit of insight. I have a little bit of insight into how the whole
process
uterus scraping thing.
Oh, yeah, they scrape it out.
Works.
They scrape the sides.
Yeah, they use like a griddle.
Yes, yes.
No, but it's a George Foreman grill.
Yes, exactly. But they're, they cook
the
baby.
Pitches the
shark
and everything.
Steamer.
Yes.
It's like the teeth of life, but not
no,
for life.
No, you definitely, okay, first of all, as great of all of you guys to be supportive of the decisions that your respective girlfriends made.
Yes.
But,
yes.
Like,
freedom.
Oh my God. Okay, so I feel like I'm betraying the female gender
I
right now.
My boy.
Dude, don't, like, study up on what abortion is. If you're a man, and then, because if you don't know what it is, like, they can tell you lies, like, oh, you have to put this in my vagina.
Yeah, that's just dumb.
That's ridiculous. Like, don't let them
fingers.
Lie to you.
I thought
Coach
I was like,
still red.
I thought I was like Pontius Pilate.
You need to rub this lotion on it?
Well, whatever. I'm going to have to know yet another thing to explain to Jesus.
Honestly, if she can put a tampon in,
She doesn't need you to
do that unless you put her tampons in the whole time, in which case we have a whole bunch of other things that we should be talking about.
It was a dark Sicilian black magic
ritual.
She was a witch.
Yeah. Do it with your tongue. Push it in with your tongue.
Oh, gross, dude.
Do you taste what you did to me?
Oh. Well, you know,
red light.
Honestly, God, I wouldn't, like, let me ask you this, Aaron, because... You know what they call partial birth abortion, right? Which is just a late term abortion.
Right.
Because I was always like, I thought it's like your baby's deformed or something. You know, that's to be a reason. But I looked up the stats and like, most of them are not. They're just like somebody was like, I changed my mind, but they did it 6 months in. Like,
yeah,
I don't think
brutal.
I would be
now
cool.
That's brutal.
Like, look, 2 weeks in or whatever she did, like, I don't think that's a baby.
Well,
I don't.
So here's the thing about that. Like, the longer that you wait, if you're a woman, the longer you wait to make the decision, the worse it is for you because it's not a picnic.
Agreed.
Like, it's not fun, no matter what happens.
No
like,
parts
if you
are
get
fun.
If you get pregnant, either you do the unfun thing of like. Bearing a child, which even if you want the child, is not like, yay, pushing it out my vagina. You know, that's not fun.
Yeah, you don't want to give birth if you know you're giving birth to a fucking stillborn.
Right. Well, and also, like, abortion isn't fun either. Like, for anybody.
That's the name of my album.
Right. Abortion isn't fun. Wow, that is like a Blaine likes again.
Pregnancy is lose-lose.
But it's like, but yeah, if you're pregnant, like, you have a decision to make between something that's, like, not fun and something that's not fun. And, like, the longer you wait, to make a decision about whether or not you want to have the baby, the worse it is. Like, it can take women months to be able to, like, have sex again. Like, they can bleed for a long time. Like, it's like, very, you know, anytime you mess around with anything down there.
Invasive. No, sometimes it takes them, like, months to have sex. But as the dude, you ain't got to wait, though, right? That's your girl.
Well, she could get like an infection if you're okay with that.
Aaron,
we need more dude cheering in here. By the way, y'all niggas laughing to yourself.
Take it,
this is fun. This is abortion 101. This is great.
Can let Sheikh Sharad lecture us again?
Yeah,
let Ayatollah Sharad explain why.
Listen, I went to I might have had a lot of abortions because I didn't want to fuck anybody's life. He was all in college, but I went to every one. I went to every single one. And I'll let you know
abortion
right now.
Champ.
In the lobby, they play in the lobby they play fucking Father the Bride on loop. right. On loop. So you gotta watch that kind of shit while you wait as your kid is killed
to,
in
like,
the trunk.
Like, make you be like, I want to have a baby?
Yeah, make you feel the mood would change your mind.
Did you have a punch card? You get a free
one? I should have. I got a free sandwich.
After you got a sandwich?
I blimpied them.
What if they give you buffalo wings and they're like, this is your boy?
I regret none of them. I regret none of them. Because well, you know what? We were all in college and we was out there. We shouldn't have been fucking like that in the first place and getting, but it happens.
That's going
to
happen.
Well, three times was high school, by the way.
Really?
That's right. I got laid in high school, Kurt. I know it's a dream to you.
I don't even care.
You got three chicks pregnant in high school.
Huh?
You got three chicks pregnant in high school.
No, it was one chick.
One chick in high school.
Three times?
Three times. See, I'm responsible.
Sure. Just letting it off.
Nah, I was blowing it off.
Just splash.
After me jerking it off my whole life, I'm like this. Let her rip.
I can't believe what an abortion monger you turned out to be.
I did. I did. Listen, I took the advantage of my rights as an American. So, up yours. Don't tread on me, bitch.
I guess it was up hers, really. That's what I'm
But yeah, it was great. You know, things happen in life.
But you know what? The Pope
things
saying
happen
that,
in life that we can't.
Tell me if I'm right or wrong.
Take back.
Tell me if I'm right or wrong that the Pope saying that. Because was it you couldn't get forgiven for abortions?
Yeah.
I'm as a Catholic.
Yeah.
So I went to a Catholic college. I went to Notre Dame for school.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was like, and I was in the church choir. I was in the liturgical choir. So I was like into it. And,
you still got any outfits that? All right, go ahead.
Yeah, no. Our outfits were like just sweaters that said Notre Dame on them that had like my own puke on them from drinking too much.
I can still put an abortion in that.
You could still wear no pants like Porky Pig.
I can still get that aborted.
It used to be that. So there's two different kinds of like sins if you're Catholic. They like categorize them as like there's like less big sins and
like
then there's something
sin.
Called a mortal sin. Yeah. Right. And if you have a mortal sin and they have like these weird, it's like
I
an
went
infield.
To Bishop Lachlan High School. Catholic school
right.
in
really?
Brooklyn. Yeah.
Yeah.
Me, Giuliani, too. Mark Jackson.
Me.
At the same time.
You?
I graduated with.
You know,
Mark
Shaq
Jackson.
Went there too. Shaq, who passed away at the Comedy Cellar.
Yeah.
I graduated in 90.
I don't know when I graduated.
See?
What time? When did you graduate?
'80s.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, man.
I graduated with
Xavier,
Mark
man.
Jackson.
Wow. With Xavier.
Yeah. And now both of your old wire hangers are hanging up there now.
they're like gilded in the Hall of Fame.
I go ahead, finish, Aaron.
Anyway, the Catholic Church has like all these infield fly rule type complicated like regulations around sin. So if you have an abortion or if you commit a mortal sin, you have a year to go to confession and get absolved.
Statute of
limitations. And then, exactly.
Really?
But with God. And then if you don't go, then the idea is that your relationship with God is permanently severed.
God's a fucking
and
lawyer.
And you're for sure going to hell.
Yeah, it's
so
I was
like,
an altar boy.
Yeah, it's pretty it's pretty serious.
Yeah.
Did you get touched on?
Nah, man, I don't get that. When dudes got, because you knew the father that was touching people, you just kept it moving.
Dude, that's why, listen, like, all the
you want to help father touch a wrestling mats? Nah, I got to go pick up my sister. And you just out. And then the dude who got the lead on the theater, the play, he always hung out.
Yeah.
Dude, that's why you get all the good movies of like horror and shit with it's always like the Catholic Church is like if it's a vampire thing, they have a Catholic priest always.
Yeah.
And the reason is because they're the one that has all these laws with loopholes you can make cool shit out of. Like there ain't gonna be a Jehovah's Witness anything. Of, you know, where they got to fight a mummy or something cool. That's never happening.
But they've also got all these, like, spooky beliefs because it's like an old kind of religion. So they still believe in, like, there's still witchcraft stuff in the literature.
Where it came from. It was a secret society before it actually became a national religion. Where they were studying Catholicism in tombs.
I got one for you guys. I got four uncles that were Catholic priests and two aunts that are Catholic nuns.
Wow.
And one of my uncles, I used to be fascinated with him because
what part of Nigeria are they from?
Haiti. But one of them used to perform exorcisms, and I thought that was fucking cool, dude.
Well, the weird part was he did it with his dick.
Come on now. We got a caller. Let's see a caller.
Call
want to talk about some, he's on a pump. Joey. Joey, you there?
Yeah, man.
Joe?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, you falling down a flight of stairs? What's going on?
I just got to the bottom. All right, now, first of all, I think the Bible has to be translated. It was written by a man, and as far as abortion, it is a woman's choice. If you force a woman to give birth to a child through rape, that's a worse sin than the abortion itself. And it is evident that God is not against abortion. Every time somebody has a miscarriage, That is God performing the abortion himself.
All right, Joey.
Oh, so you say every time a girl, every time a woman has a miscarriage, that's God.
Dude, I've been saying that's himself. An abortion God gives you. You're goddamn
God
right.
God is amazing. I don't like this kid.
Dude, wow. I like this guy, Joe. It would be great to have Joe just doing all women's issues. When a woman says no, that means no. Just don't do that to her.
But God's going to rape you.
So you saying God? Joey, are you saying that God is carrying out abortions himself?
Yeah, that's right, with his rainbow vacuum.
Joey,
why would he let a miscarriage happen? He's telling that woman something. You're not supposed to have this kid, so he aborts it.
Maybe God has small pipes in heaven that only a little baby hand can fit in, like Schindler's List.
But dude, even in the fucking like
nobody really.
I didn't listen.
Trust me, it's hilarious. Sorry, Kurt, with your statements.
I was thinking about all those abortions. Good old abortions. But I think in the Bible you can date.
I'm still tripping off that whole statute of limitations.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If you know how to reach through the lines, look at all the bullshit terrorism that's happening in the Middle East. They have rape rooms. That's how Satan creates evil.
Well, the rape room's an old club. They used to
wait
be
a
where
minute,
CBGB's
this guy's really talking about
creating
evil?
Yeah.
This guy's a live wire right here.
Yeah, he's on. You know, he's speaking the mind. We appreciate
really
it.
Wrong. I feel like, first of all, it is a fucking abortion God gives you. That's a good point, right?
And then, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you stand by that. And what else? Free.
That's God's little push down the
present.
Stairs.
That's a get one free. Thanks, God.
Yeah. Well, although Joe, I had a friend. Hold
now
on.
I can go for my master's degree.
Dude, I did have a friend who used to get knocked up by skaters, and she just drank. So beer, it was also an abortion beer gave her. Let's not all
wait,
put
what
it on
mean,
God.
Wait, skaters? God, what kind of skaters?
Some God, beer abortion. God created hops.
She used to date these dirtbag dudes that, you know, spray paint graffiti and
oh, like skateboarders?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And they would just dump on Sally.
And then, yeah, she was like, she got pregnant, and then we were like, well, you better do something soon, man. She was like, and then like
let's
a couple
go
days,
drinking.
Yeah, I guess she they solved really, it. She just.
Beer. They really pushed and kicked.
It turns out 12-pack is much like Planned Parenthood, so. It was fine.
What, 12 straight beers?
She did it the old Ukraine way.
Go. She would chug it?
Yeah. Jeez. I was crazy,
Joe,
dude.
Thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joe.
God bless you.
Yo, look at the, oh, there's a Hulk Hogan.
He's going to shoot somebody. We got one more caller, Nick. We got Nick from Queens.
Hey, what up?
What's up, Nick? You want to be the official white boy for the show?
Yeah, official white boy with black kids.
White boy with black kids.
You give those kids back.
That's a Marvin Gaye situation.
Before I even get into that, I'm pissed off about the Jehovah Witness. Over here, every time, like on a Sunday, I'll be waking bacon.
Yeah.
Waking bacon.
I'll be knocking on my fucking door.
Yeah. And you think it's delivery. You think it's dominoes.
I'm trying to watch the NFL Sunday Ticket, and I'm waking bacon, and they're bothering me. I'd like to talk to you about the Lord. Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Yeah, Kurt.
You got to go,
wait,
you gotta
you
go to the door naked.
Where
are
you at,
with your dick hard.
I don't even open my door. I mean, it's pretty, but they're all Spanish where I live, so.
Where do you live?
Yeah, they're all, Washington Heights. They're all Mexican where I live. I'm in Phoenix.
Yeah, so, I mean, you just don't, I mean, I don't know, I have a peephole, so I was like, no, when I just go, I don't know if that saves me all trouble. It's pretty easy to get rid of.
Well, actually,
but you're right, it's that and the meter lady who comes to, for some reason, 8 a.m. to read the meter.
We got
to
deport all the Mexican Jehovah Witnesses, man.
Oh, so is the Mexicans making the trouble?
Build a wall around your home, dude.
Trump Jehovah has just commanded.
All the fans who want to go listen to the show live, too, we got the live stream thing up.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, Stand Up New York Labs live stream. Just go search Stand Up New York Labs live stream, and you can watch it live now on YouTizzles. Yeah, that's it.
Oh. Tizzle.
I want to know hip-hop shit from Combat Jack, dude. I really Tizzle. Do.
Thanks, Nick. I hope he solved your Jehovah's Witness thing. You said nothing to him.
Because what do you want me to do? Make a call? They're going to keep doing it. Just
is it Jehovah or Jehovah?
Ain't it like a secret handshake or something you could teach them to get
dude,
them off
I'm
his
out.
Stoop?
I'm out. I'm not allowed to talk to me. In fact, I got the great... You know what? Oh, dude, if you're listening, tell them you just fellowshipped. That's your...
Oh, yeah, tell them you fellowshipped. What? Fellowship.
Tell them you're disfellowshipped and they'll leave. That's all you got to do.
Okay.
Disfellowshipped.
Yeah, say you disfellowshipped and leave.
All right, hope you got that.
Is that the code?
Is that Nick?
I hope. Nick, is that you? We hear you. You having a stroke?
Oh, it's cutting out, man.
Oh, it's cutting out. Nick. All right, now it's really going to cut
Let's
out.
Let's just go.
Nick.
Hung up on him.
Yeah. Wait, I wanted real quick because Allison came down here, Sharadi.
Yeah.
With because her and Caitlin. So this is
Allison. Who came down now?
Allison, you know. Allison
this is Allison. No, I just met her tonight.
She's a comic. And
okay.
She's friends with Caitlin.
Dirt okay, good. Oh, yeah, she's those the naked show.
That's right. So Michael Che posted something about, you know, all these comedy specials at home. I don't know what it was, a joke, or I'll never be as funny as that.
Okay.
And I go, you can always go down the naked show, and I don't remember what I say. But then he tags Allison in it. And because I fucking hate the whole concept of naked, which I didn't tell her that.
Yeah.
When she wanted to book me, I was just like, I don't want to get naked, which was a fair enough answer, I think. Right. So, but anyway. So
do you know about the naked show?
Yeah,
I know about it.
What is the naked show?
Okay, it's stand-up comedy.
It's a naked comedy show.
Well, just Caitlin, describe the naked. Or Allison, get on the Caitlin mic if you'd like.
Yeah,
and
I'll double on it.
Very simple concept. It's stand-up comedy performed.
I wouldn't mind saying Allison naked, though.
Yeah.
I know, me neither.
I wouldn't mind it.
What's the point?
That's why we charge money.
I wouldn't pay for it.
What's the point?
Comment, go ahead.
What's the fucking point?
I mean, everybody's reasoning for doing it is different.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like, for me personally, it was just, like, a huge adrenaline rush. It was a fun challenge. I always say, like, for me, comedy is a lot like what I assume a heroin addiction would be, because the first time you do it, it's, like, the greatest high you'll ever have, and then you're just forever chasing that dragon.
Right.
So you have never done heroin.
When I did,
you
know.
Did you podcast
comedy? Not like naked is not like heroin.
But the first time I did the naked show was, like, the closest I felt to, like, that, like, first rush. So, like, okay. That, for me, I like it. But, you know, everybody has different reasons. People have, like, body issues sometimes, and it's about them, like, coming to terms with it, or just...
Well, let me tell you the funny.
Some people are exhibitionists,
and it's fun. Okay. Now I remember what the thing was. So, because I go, name one comic you look up to who's going to do the fucking naked show. And she listed comics who are good comics, too. But the first one was Mike Lawrence. You know, Mike Lawrence? I'm like, that show should be banned for that. Mike Lawrence got... Now, his reason was so that science could figure out what...
no, is it any... Well, I just don't... It's all they want to fuck you.
Hold on, just
everybody who
want to
participate want to fuck you.
There's the whole reason.
There's all fuck you reasons.
Let me tell you why I just brought it up, because I just want to hear from you guys.
Yeah,
because to me this is the whitest fucking idea in the world.
That's peak.
And this is just because me talking about the bullshit of getting naked, I've done it a million times. But honest to God, it's just the whitest horseshit. Am I right or wrong?
Listen, I always want to support stand-up comedians in all facets. Yeah. But I just think that being butt naked, just like wearing an emblem on your shirt or some shit, takes away too much from your shit.
It's so ironic.
Yeah. Well,
it's like just don't.
Well, listen, it's not the only way I perform. Like, I do plenty of stand up with clothes on.
Do you? I don't want to see that.
Do you do podcast naked? Does she do podcast naked?
No. Why? What would be the point of that?
Oh, you hear? Can you hear it?
No.
We still have cameras. We just have a wall full of cameras pointed at you.
Gangs did an episode naked. I think
they did.
Yeah, they did. They did.
With Big J and them were naked.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, they said it was a bonding.
Yeah, they always want to get naked.
Oh, Jay, that's just white boy shit.
But you're right. And but Jay is one of the masters of white boy gay too far.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of the masters of that.
Yeah.
I was in a hotel with him one time. This is the kind of shit he would do. Because, you know, we'd have to share a room. So I'd be on the bed. And Jay would come skipping at. He'd get the smallest washcloth. And he would just hold it over his little dick and just comes skipping out of like a fucking. He looked like the Bugs Bunny Viking lady's horse with the little feet. He would pirouette out with his like, oh, excuse me.
Oh, good God, man.
Yeah, but his. Why did I even bring it up?
You just lost in Big J's cock.
I thought of Big J's sweet little pig, and I just forgot everything. Then that's my point.
Let's get back to these name of comics that's great comics that they listed.
Yeah, who's a good one?
Tell me again. It was Mike Lawrence, Joe.
Mike
List.
Lawrence.
Mike Lawrence did the one at the Creek recently, but like people who have done naked comedy in the past that I know of, Mike Kaplan, Joe List. Harris Whittles did it whenever ago.
I didn't know him. Who else? You said Tig. Who else?
I don't know.
Tig. Well, she did her. She went topless for Honor Special.
Take the lesbian
she
chick.
Didn't do your show though.
No.
Oh yeah, she won't.
But
Eric
Andre's done the naked show like a bunch of times.
Well, he does everything naked.
He's a one man naked show.
Eric Andre, he does everything naked.
He only wears.
I'm trying to hear like the name of motherfuckers who don't get naked.
Well,
I go like this. What a great comic!
I think I miscommunicated. I meant like comics I would look up to.
Okay. Thank you.
But also they all did it like when they're like new. Because first of all, people always want stage time. There's a show at New York Comedy Club where they fucking, it's like a dominatrix.
Yeah, so pain or paid.
Yeah, and they drip wax on you if you're not like.
What happened to just the jokes?
That's all. It's not even a focus on naked show. But dominatrix, Like
stage time is stage time. The comedy in the dark thing.
That is Lewis. That's Dumb Lewis's show.
I was like, why would you do that?
It's gonna be interesting because from out of the darkness, you will just hear me, Lewis J. Gomez. I just think it's really.
What's all the gimmicks? Just put a mic on funny. And just do some jokes.
Just be funny.
What if let's just say if the Naked Show wasn't naked one week, everybody had on clothes. Would it be a great show?
I mean, I think it would still be a great show. Like, I don't think
enough.
I mean, we also run a show the second Saturday of every month called "I'm Fine," probably, which is a clothed show, and the Naked Show only happens 4 times a year. So, I mean, yeah, it's a rare thing. It's a special thing, but it's not a thing. You know,
it's no. I know.
No,
it's
listen,
a thing.
That's your thing, yeah. And I support it because it's your thing.
Yeah, it's a thing.
But I'm just saying, for the joke, for your jokes, I'm just thinking about your jokes.
Sure.
Let
and
your
I do
jokes be naked.
Clothed.
Get your jokes
and
butt
naked.
But then, all right, look. Yeah. That's my whole argument was she said it's a more vulnerable. Way to do comedy. Remember this?
It's like jumping out of an airplane.
It's not more vulnerable.
So is hunting
though.
A fucking lion and doing bits.
Like, what's like the greatest fear?
Hold on.
It is. Like
it
being
is
naked in front of people.
It is vulnerable.
No,
but
that's
not
my greatest fear.
It's not the way that you
want. A lot of people's greatest
fear. You know,
I'm an orgy. I'm the king of the orgies.
It's
that's
like
my fucking weekends.
My greatest fear is the police.
Yes.
Let me tell you something.
Being naked in front of police.
This is. Tell me if this is not a fact. Tell me if I'm wrong right now. And Aaron also tell me. Listen. There's no scenario, okay, where you get naked in front of men that is ever empowering, ever, except where they have to stuff dollars in your pants. That is the only empowering nudity
for 12 years.
Yeah, with,
and that
shows,
was, and comedy, comedy is more.
You're getting underpaid, really. If
comedy is more intimate than stripping ever was for me. I stripped for 12 years. Mm-hmm. And comedy was more.
And that was butt naked too, dick and everything. Slapping dicks on girls' heads.
I beefed up and tied
Dante,
up and
that's
the whole
right.
Shit.
Dante has the best. Didn't you almost get like raped by a mob?
Let's talk
of,
yeah,
yeah,
that's almost,
right.
You got into a naked fight.
Tell the story.
Now, naked fighting. That's the move.
Well,
I want to see naked fights.
Well,
man.
Meet my ex-girlfriend.
I was doing a show in the Bronx, and I was handing out my business cards. I was in a G.
What was your stripper name?
A G string.
I was Prince Mandingo.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, you were.
The original.
What color was the G string?
It was probably zebra.
Zebra.
Probably a zebra.
Exotic.
Exactly. Okay. With, yeah.
And, sexy boy.
And I was handing out cards, and the chicks were like grabbing my cards, and they started grabbing my, and they like pinned me to the.
And he was like, stay. Oh, girl, no, stop.
Like, I was like,
Dante.
I'm a big dude, and I was like, I could get up, right?
Right.
And then I went to get up.
And you couldn't.
And I couldn't get up. And I was like, oh, shit. So then I, like, tried the manly stand up.
Right.
And I couldn't. It was just so many of them. That
right.
I could, and I they
That's
had to bring
to
bouncers
die.
To fucking get me out.
And they was grabbing all on you?
They were grabbing. They were violating
Yo,
me.
Yo, did you fight somebody naked, though?
Yeah, I fought a lot of dudes naked.
Yo, man.
It sounds like
if I got my G, because
it sounds like dating. It don't sound like a fight.
No, that's adrenaline.
Oh, a bunch
of
dudes.
You actually sound really empowered by that. You sound empowered by
I might pay to
the
see
act
naked
of taking
Well, I mean, what happened was like you would do stripping in the hood, and like I tell you where we
is that a place?
Bushwick and Gates.
I know it.
Masonic Temple.
Yes.
So the dudes was at the in the balcony. They would like so. Usually, they
you
would
were
have,
stripping in the Masonic Temple on Bushwick and Gates.
Yes,
you deserve the ass whooping you got.
I gave the ass whooping.
It's a holy place.
So it's a Masonic temple.
Were they throwing ice cubes at your dick?
They were spilling. They were so. We like there was a time where you would always have a female stripper and a male stripper, right?
Right.
At every party.
Because that's the law?
In the 90s, that was the law.
Because the school board said you got to have equal fucking for all girls and boys.
So
okay.
What they would do is they had a balcony. They would send the guys up in the balcony. I had the girls, and then they would bring the girl, and then switch it.
Okay.
So the girl went up. You always put the girl on first because the guys are fucking maniacs. And then they were in the balcony, and they would dumping beer on me, like from the balcony,
hating on you when it's your turn to dance. Yeah.
So I remember
trying to tarnish that zebra G string.
Right, so I was like, cut the music off. I was like, the next motherfucker to spill some beer, I'm gonna bust the motherfucker in the face. And they, because they were spilling beer.
And you said this in a leopard fucking G string.
Yeah.
So you know the beer showered down.
No,
after
no. What happened was the beer was already showering, and they were chanting, "Go homo, go homo, go,
go homo, go homo, go homo,
go, go homo, go homo, go."
So it's a great American chant.
His was funny. You know. Jack, you know who was spinning? Kid Capri.
Kid Capri.
No!
Kid Capri was spinning.
It wasn't Mr. C.
Yeah, no, it wasn't Mr. C. He was at the lab. So King Capri, and then I was like, yo, next motherfucker to spill some beer, I'm fucking him up. And they, the motherfuckers started coming down the stairs. You know how to.
Yeah.
So they came the stairs. So when I met them, so as they were coming down, I met them at the staircase and was tossing them over and punching them. So they was like, the fucking naked dude is fucking going crazy.
The zebra. Mandingo.
They thought, Bed-Stuy was, it was like, yeah.
Striped Mandingo.
He's gay. Like, you're a punk.
Right.
But so they don't expect, but I should just pop off first.
But if the gay guy's in tremendous shape, don't you take that into account?
No, you don't.
Not if you hood.
And first of all, it's always a bad idea to have a guy and girl strip.
So
you can't
bad.
Mix that.
So
because dudes always going to be like this. Fuck this naked dude.
Right.
Faggot ass nigga. That's all they always going to say. Nobody's going to be like this. You tore it up out there, man. No. Girls was really digging you, man.
My nigga. You were very vulnerable.
My nigga, you killed it, son.
Hey. Well, there was dudes that would hire me for their wives' birthdays and shit like
right.
that, and then their wife would fuck the shit out of them after the show.
Right.
Like I would heat up the whole
tintillating.
Yeah,
so, you join some couples too. Don't try to act like you smash a wife while the husband's sat in the corner in the shadowy corner.
Striped
Mandingo.
I might have fucked a bride to be and a mother-in-law.
Now, when you went to their house and you got butt naked in front of the, and the husband's over there and the wife is over there.
He
wouldn't be there. Okay, that's the wife again. You butt naked. Yeah. Did you do 5 minutes of comedy first?
No, I didn't do comedy.
Hear that, Caitlin? Not paying attention?
I was like, this would be really
cool. Can I tell you what I just realized? We just got our fag song. You know how we have our
the
official,
naked song?
Yeah. That now we have the song. We're going to get the Ninja Turtle song.
Okay.
Go homo, go home, and have... Tell Silent John, Fatigate, that's going to be the fan
You're
song.
Welcome.
Okay, go homo. Yeah, dude. And that'll be a ceremony.
Better
and then
get some
we'll
publishing
have go
on
to
that,
gay
man.
Tommy.
Dante.
Put his dick on your shoulder.
Forget the publishing.
Yeah, well, I feel like there should be a spreading of dicks.
So,
I don't see why my shoulder.
Let's get into some news.
To play devil's advocate here, though, about being naked and it being like possibly... Not sexual. So, like, remember when you were a kid and how being naked was awesome?
Yes.
And there was, like, nothing sexy about
it?
Yeah. I was humping early.
I think that it'd be really cool if there was a way as an adult to have that happen, too. And I think that the only way for that to even be a possibility is for people to actually do that.
But
in like non-sexual circumstances,
a nude beach, you go
nudist
there, comedy.
Yeah.
Florida,
but that's one context. That's one way to expose people to like non-sexual nudity.
Okay, non-sexual.
It's like,
well, Aaron, I'm gonna be honest with you. If I'm butt naked with you and you in a room, I'm gonna try to fuck you, Aaron.
I would agree with that.
Let's make
I
a
mean,
baby.
It depends on like context.
Even if you got clothes on, I'm
trying to fuck you now.
Even clothes, fully clothed tonight, I'm gonna still try.
Wait a minute, let's make a baby.
Yeah, well, listen. The point is. What you're saying on a news column, that's true, but just look, there's no 1 hour and a half show. You know, like, if you're a nudist colony, you're living that shit every day.
Right.
It would get like
it
that.
It becomes non-sexual.
And so, because you did a show at a nudist colony, right?
Yes.
So that's a different thing. But one at the Creek in the Cave once a month.
You're going to
listen,
look at puss.
Yeah,
I know Caitlin
never
goes,
in there.
Because how Caitlin put it, she goes, there's a lot of, if you want to see sexy ladies doing sexy things, there's other things. No, I want to see your pussy. I don't care what you're doing.
I'm telling
there's
you,
no,
I mean,
like,
none of you guys have been to the show. So you're speaking.
You know what,
like,
you're right.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, so like,
you're right.
Are you getting offended?
We got people here who have been
though,
to the
Caitlin.
Fucking show
like
who can tell you that they get over whatever the titillating sexiness is.
Are you offended?
No,
real
man.
Early.
I'm sensing tension now.
Stop it.
Yeah, it's just like we're fucking tired of
Caitlin,
talking about
listen,
it. It's like we don't give a shit if you guys
good.
Like it or support it.
That's
like,
what
I'll
I appreciate.
Come,
I appreciate
see
that.
It.
I respect
I'll
you,
come see it tonight.
I respect your guys as a decision to not want to see it.
I definitely
want to
see it, but Caitlin's like a sister to me.
Wait.
And then I don't
want to
be like,
I don't want to see it.
I don't want
to
be
I
want to
see it.
Caitlin's not a sister to me.
I don't want
to
be up there staring at her cooch, because that's what I'm going to do, because that's who I am, and trying to be like this. Oh, the subway joke was great, the one you said. I ain't going to listen to that. I'm going to be staring at Caitlin's cooch.
You'd be staring at the cooch?
Oh, yes, right
at the
cooch.
I'd be staring at the ass,
I don't think it's a thing of...
But she's going to be facing me. I can't reach around.
I'm going behind the stage.
It's not like guys don't try to fuck us with our clothes on, so...
Right.
Yeah.
I can't promise you that if I come.
There's some tension. Can we de-escalate?
But at least they hear something that... They hear some of the things you say
when you're closed on. The opening joke of the roast battle last night was about my tits, and I was fully fucking clothed. So it's not like people are not looking at our bodies when we're fully clothed. Taking the clothes off is kind of like what? like, fuck you. Like, this is, it's out there. Yeah, and so.
Fuck me.
I understand.
And, like, after the first six seconds, you've seen what you're going to see, and maybe you can focus, and maybe you can't, and
maybe,
that's on you.
Probably after the first six seconds.
But enough of the audience can focus, but the jokes work.
After the first 6 seconds, I can concentrate because I came twice.
Dude, when I did, there's the truth, when I did Last Comic Standing, and because Eliza Schlesinger, I still to this day don't know if she's funny or not.
She's hilarious.
Because I can't focus on it. Dude, she wore a dress I could see vagina through.
Oh, yeah.
At the thing.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And I'm telling you, like there's just, you can't, like, I'm just not, I can't even focus on it.
I see.
But maybe some people can, but
sounds
I
sounds like
can.
A personal problem.
I mean, enough yeah, people to hear about theaters. Hey.
It's called a heterosexuality.
Damn, she calls you a bitch. It's a goddamn motherfucker.
I also think men have been, like, allowed to focus on that. Men have been, like, allowed to just be like, I can't think, boobies. But it's like, come on, you're smarter than
no,
that.
No, I can think. I want to suck your boobies. I'm thinking I want to suck them shits. And it's
no,
not the
I mean,
thought
like,
process.
Just,
I'm
like,
kidding. She's not that good.
Just
all right, let's
advance
go.
Yourself, you know?
Advance ourselves as a species, as men?
Concentrate.
Yeah, or
you can do it.
So what? Listen, advancing yourself
advance
is
yourself
to be ahead. Attracted
do
to
you.
Women.
That's
what you're right?
supposed
it's
to do. To move beyond being an animal.
Yeah, you can still, I'm not attacking her. I'm still liking what I'm seeing.
Sure.
An animal would be like this, go there, bite her.
You can choose to think about a different thing.
Yeah, being up inside those guts.
Yeah, or not. Either way, it's not going to impact.
Hey guys, I want to come
see
you guys.
Yeah.
I, you know, I'm not. Don't be
where's,
mad.
Where's shit? Is Godfrey not here?
Allison's a little steamed though. Allison's getting a little steamed.
Why are you guys mad?
I'm not.
Why are you mad?
Why are you mad, son?
Isn't that the worst shit when you're not mad and someone's like, why are you mad?
No, they mad. They got a little steamed.
I'm just fucking with you.
I'm mad that I have to like hover over a microphone.
Oh, yeah, we should have a separate.
Like, yeah. Like, anything you're interpreting is just awkwardness of me having to, like.
My bad. No, sorry about that. Allison seems like a nice
Caitlin
girl.
Caitlin selfishly took the whole seat and didn't offer any to Allison.
That's how women are to each other. Definitely women comics.
Does her thing, your chair not fit over there? I wish Godfrey was here. He's supposed to be laying out our new guy.
He'll be here, though, when he is.
Well, we're going to have a. We're going to move you guys to the naked section, which is over here by the cameras, and we're going to have. I remember when Norm was here.
Maybe we should do a Race Wars naked show.
Naked edition.
Let's stop being talking about it and be about it. Yeah, we don't get naked,
up,
but we let these girls come and do their thing.
Yeah.
I'll bring the
what?
Liquor and stuff. No, let's let them do a show. And let's see who concentrates on it. Let's tape it. And let's see who's listening to the jokes.
No, wait.
We play
hold
this.
On,
what was
dude.
The punchline?
Because you guys reminded me of another thing that is pretty funny to me about... God damn, he's not in the system, dude.
Make sure you get a but shot of the girls, too. Because I want the fans on Twitter to let us know if they would come to the Naked Show.
Tickets are available
with Caitlin
next show
and Allison.
October 9th.
Wait, who's James?
No, we're going to have to do our own show. Because we're going to have to get the door for that. I ain't letting another pimp, I mean promoter, move in on my action.
Hold on. I got to find out what name he needs. Do you know have Godfrey's last name anymore?
Dimanche. Yeah, Dunchima.
Cambridge.
It's Dimanche.
It's Dunchima. Godfrey Dunchima.
I pronounce it wrong.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Brother. From right. Africa, brother.
Because we got we haven't even spoken
my
to Jason.
My peoples. I know the pronunciations. Kunta Kinte. Say it three times fast.
Yeah, he's in the lobby. He's going to come
home. Oh, Godfrey's downstairs?
Yeah, he
okay,
brought
perfect.
Jason Statham with him.
Yes, sir. That's perfect. Yeah, Jason Statham.
I've been dying to have Jason Statham.
You know, that's
talk
his girlfriend
this.
In Fury Road, the pregnant one.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the pregnant girl in Fury Road who got ran over by the big tires.
Oh.
That's Jason Statham's girl. Wow. See, you don't know nothing about nothing.
I don't, man. No, who's the girl that did the show of all rape jokes that are, and you know her, or do you know who I'm talking about? She's
she was
Vice.
Called your prosecutor, Kurt.
I know of her, but I can't recall her
I
name
I can't
right
remember
now.
Her name, too, but the article, this is the thing that bugs me, so this is a good thing for Aaron, or also both of them to weigh in on. She goes, well, we're still trained, men are still trained to look at a woman's body before her brains.
That's the only thing that's what you see first.
But did you hear that? Like, train? First of all, how would I ever see your brain? A. Secondly,
split a skull open?
Like, you. But why does people think that's training? Like, is that like a thing that commonly. Is that like a feminist idea that, like, you're trained to, like, look at women in a sexual way all the time and not a thing you just do? Or?
As the official spokesperson for all
well,
feminists.
Well, I'm getting the Daily Dot. I love feminists.
No, I think that a lot of people that call themselves feminists would have different opinions about this. But speaking for myself, I think that in a lot of cases, men are encouraged to objectify women.
Yeah.
Not, I'm sorry. Not, I mean, I'm not saying that it's like not natural to like find right. beautiful people sexy. That's what we're biological animals. You find absolutely. Things you want to fuck sexy. But it's I think that maybe culture encourages thanks. Men to maybe definitely. Do it more than they would definitely. Naturally.
I don't think it's culture at all. I think it's biological. It's 100%
biological. It's
biological,
but also like women feel that too. But if you look at like the way that women, I mean, if we're just going to talk like just in one example, like if you look in pop culture on TV and movies or whatever, like a lot of times women aren't honestly depicted as fully as sexual as they are.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
That, that's like a okay. true. And men are depicted maybe as more sexual than they are.
I get it.
And that's something that's I think
studs
kind of
and sluts. Basically,
TV is extreme exactly. though. But
I think that's like that's kind of the. You know, if a historian was looking back, like what were the 50s like? They would look at TV shows, and that's what people in the future will look back at. Now they'll be like, what was culture? What was society? And they'll look back at TV and advertising and music. And if you look at those things, it's a really cartoonish. A non-accurate depiction for men and for women.
But I mean, if you look at the 50s, you look at the 50s and those kind of sex roles, those sex roles are absurd in a sense. But I mean,
but if you're like a reasonable person, if you're a reasonable person, but I think that there's more going on. Like, I think that like I think it's totally fair to say that society influences the way that you behave.
Yes.
I think that it's fair to say that society encourages men to be more sexual than they maybe feel comfortable being all the time, and women to be less sexual.
I think it's just the opposite. I think the feminist movement is telling men to not be that, and they're pussifying.
I don't get that.
You don't think that they're trying to pussify
What I get from the feminist movement is it's actually encouraging women to embrace their sexuality.
I think it's also like, and this is going to be like a weird flip side to that. I think that the feminist movement is also sort of there's kind of an ignoring of women that maybe choose not to be sexual, like and men. Like, so it's just
if you're asexual, that's the worst orientation to be because no one believes you.
Well, they're asexual. I just mean like less sexual. You're not viewed as like fully empowered.
Well, no, that's why they made that pill. They made that new pill. Right. It's like you're
to
not fucking
enough.
But it's
wrong
not.
With you.
It's to make you like feel. It's not.
I'm
it's not to help
horny,
you.
Horny, Billy.
No, but it's not. It's not for your horny, but your shit doesn't work. It's fucking to make
it's
your brain
want
to
make your
fuck,
brain want to fuck. Yeah.
Which is like a again. I
just
guess that's
watch,
the
like,
we've been looking for forever.
What are you talking
just
about
watch,
the
like,
woman's
Tom Hardy movies. That's what will make your brain want to fuck.
But you have every situation right now is telling men that they're over sexual and they should be. They should not objectify women. They should not find women attractive. They should look at, like, this is every...
Well, there's a difference between objectifying and finding someone attractive. To objectify someone is to reduce them entirely to their use to you as a sex object. That's objectifying.
Well, I don't
but
think
to, like,
that happens.
Find them attractive is, like, something more... It's more than that. It's to be like,
have,
oh, hey, look
have,
at this
you
person.
Have the, you have the feminazis that take any time you go
Yo,
while
I
you're
love,
attractive...
I love feminazis.
You're attractive.
Take me.
Anytime you're attractive, that this is there's something wrong with that.
So are you guys the Jews in this analogy?
I'm a big proponent of the biological urges, the fact that our attraction and mating intelligence is actually in our DNA. Mm-hmm. It's part of our DNA. It is the single most important drive is for us to procreate. And that's in our DNA for 100, like we've survived as a species for hundreds of thousands of years because that is in our DNA to do that. Even when it means overriding our self-preservation.
Dante, though, wait, this is what, because I should have thought of having you guys, because Dante, like, it's not that you teach men how to get women, you actually teach a class of how to, like, deal with your relationship.
Yeah,
Dante is a pimp.
Yeah.
But he teaches you how to pimp.
Look,
hold
hitches.
On, because the thing of the people being encouraged to do shit they aren't. That's this is like two different things. Because Dante is a real deal. There's nothing where Dante was told to do something. Like he does what Dante does. But there is like a kind of dude that's like, "Hey, Hardy vodka. I got a fast car behind." Like they have to have a picture with like a girl to mock.
Right.
You know dudes like that, right?
Douches, douchebags.
Yeah, they're douchebags.
A lot of douchebags in America.
And they might not even be like that, and they are definitely like part of a group and being encouraged to go that way. But my thing is like that's stupid. People are just gonna be do what like me. For me, the media is like, I get it. We have to worry about stupid people with the
but
media.
But she's saying the media encourages a lot of men to be stupid.
But I like I
and
hate,
it accepts it. I think it, know, it like yeah. It offers it as like an acceptable way to be.
Yeah,
and it offers
this, yeah, okay.
Like and, really, and it also like offers this like version of like womanhood that's also sort of gross.
Well,
like
yeah, no, for sure.
Show me your
but
tits.
Also well, keep in mind that especially from writing for shit, a lot of that is all hack writing because you got some. If you see a writer's room, what these dudes look like, they're all married to a wife too hot that they probably have to beg to fuck him, and it's like that's the
and you know who she really
that's
fucking,
who's
right
they're like yeah he goes home to his hot wife and she's mad about the laundry
they're all fucking
I mean if you
wait but
if
listen
you...
listen wait, this is what I'm trying to say the thing about fuck I just fucking blanked out
let Dante say his point
yeah,
if you if you if you there are things like women you'll say people will say women are there's some women that want to dominate the situation that's bullshit no woman wants to dominate they want a guy who's strong who they feel strong about that they can still interject. The difference is if the guy is credible enough, they will every woman will relinquish the control if the guy is credible enough to do so.
Oh, yeah, I think that you sounds can like make science, that bigger. Definitely. You can make that bigger. It's not just about a guy. It's about, like, for me, it's about, like, bosses. Like, I am a terrible employee if I don't have faith in my boss.
You're a fucking boss. The
well,
minute
sure,
you walk
sure.
on your boss,
but I mean, but
I was like,
no,
that's
no,
a
like,
fucking
but
boss.
I won't. Like, here's the thing. Like, I think
boss,
that, like, dude. I think that there are certain women that are looking for partnerships where they're with somebody that can kind of lead, and then I think that there are certain women that aren't looking for that, and I think you're absolutely right if there are women that are looking for a partner that can sort of take the lead, which is fine, but I don't think it's fair to say that all
well,
women.
Well, I'm gonna
like
say
all people are different.
It's that's not true. That's the dumbest thing I've heard. All,
well,
that, people,
all people
are
different.
Well, yeah,
we are 60. We are yes, we all are the same.
Pretty much
60% of our DNA is in a fucking banana. 99% of our DNA
did you
is
didn't
in
eat
a
that
chimpanzee.
Banana, did you? I didn't have a tissue.
it's when you go
animal.
When you this is why we have behavioral psychology is because people do things in patterns. That's why we study it. When you talk about when you go to open heart surgery, you cut somebody up. Nobody goes, how many hearts is in this motherfucker? It is a study because we all are the same.
Hold on, no,
we
Dante,
do the same
that,
shit.
But look, it but there is a difference in. Because, you know, all these fights we get now with this transgendered shit, right? Of
right.
like, you did you say it's a woman and just as good as a woman who had a regular pussy? Say it right now and look like you believe it, right?
Sure.
So to me, the nonsense of that, because when we used to have Taylor Negron, who was so goddamn good.
God bless his soul.
But he used to say, like, about being gay or straight, it's like, it's not, do you like salt? It's like, how much salt?
Exactly.
It's
a degree.
I believe in a spectrum.
It's a degree.
And even now with the gender shit, like, I don't even think there's just two gender. I think some people are like, I know dudes that are women, and I know chicks that
life.
Have a dick.
Sure,
and
sure.
It's, yeah.
I'm a woman. You are what you eat, right? Thanks, Aaron.
Son of
that's
a bitch.
A good one,
I
am a pussy.
But, yeah, but like that's what I'm saying. Like, it's,
oh, you're
I'm
toes.
An asshole.
You don't suck toes, nigga?
I'm toes, too.
I'm such an asshole.
But, I'm an asshole, too.
You're an asshole.
All that shit where we get, there's a
I'm
fight
shit,
now.
Dude. I'm shit.
You know what I'm talking about? There's a fight that you're in trouble because you, God forbid.
Sure, sure.
Like, to me, it's like instead of trying to cram these, that you're not the same as a regular woman, but you're
no,
close
right.
to it, I'll call you a woman.
Yeah, Caitlyn
right.
Jenner is not the, a
but
woman like my mother's
another,
a woman.
There
right.
should
She's
be another,
a woman.
Right. Listen, there should be like three more classifications that are not just regular ones,
sure.
and everybody tries to cram you into these two things.
Right.
And
we're afraid.
Let's not call them
I think
regular
that's actually
either.
Something that people that are like trans activists are fighting for.
Well, you know
is
what
that
the problem
them, like,
is?
More ways to identify
because
it and more.
We can't do it because all our buildings would just be mostly bathrooms. So that's why.
Yeah,
we
you
don't
can't
have
to
do it.
19 bathrooms on each floor.
Well, you know who's here to talk about it. Oh, and this is the other thing, Aaron. You know when they get those Carl Jr. commercials? That's the way I would always see in feminine blogs. Like, this time Carl's Jr. had another model eating a burger. Because I hate those commercials.
I'm more offended by the factory farming that made the burger than the fucking
model. No,
that's
a great, but
I jerk off to all of it.
As an example of objectifying women, the reason I resent those commercials, I'm like, you think I give a shit if I saw tits about a burger? Like, I'm thinking about a burger. Tits aren't selling a burger to me.
Well,
it's like
I wouldn't mind seeing it.
But
it
also,
got my attention.
Look, I don't see the harm of
milk.
It's like,
cheeseburger.
A model, like, there's no way I'm going to look at a model doing her job for her brain. Her whole job is to be there as an object for a gay guy to hang clothes on. That's your job.
But you still got to be good at that.
If you got paid to
You got to be good at that.
Yes. So
there's a lot of hot bitches who can't model clothes.
But you know how, like, lots of girls think they want to be models? There's a thing about, that's a professional object, being a model. You're a professional object.
Yeah.
And if you're getting paid right, then there's nothing wrong with it. You're getting paid to do your job, and so do it.
But get ready for the flip side of that fucking opportunity. Right. Because you're going to get fucking, your self-esteem is going to be shit.
No, you're an
It's
going
to be based on other people's shit. Yeah, that's like being an athlete.
It's an athlete. Yeah. And by the way, all the beauty treatments.
A commodity.
Do you know all the beauty treatments?
Shadow.
All the shit that athletes use, like hyperbaric chambers and all that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Those were Hollywood rich lady things to make them look younger.
Yeah.
Because athletes and hot chicks are the same fucking thing.
Yeah, that LeBron.
Yeah, I mean, that's like when you're banking totally on something that's like inevitably going to go away, then you're just setting yourself up to have a terrible.
Do everything you can do to make it last.
Yeah, well, right. But also, like, it's inevitable. Yeah. It's going to go away.
Yeah.
Like, even if you do everything you can do,
you still got the dismount coming.
Even if you're Jane Fonda, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
But she's definitely not.
No, she was smart, though. You know, she saved her money and shit. And she did work.
But I'm
I would still fuck her, though.
Maybe a bad example, but everybody ages. Everybody ages out of their athletic ability. Everybody ages out of
Michael
their
Jordan ability. Can't. Michael Jordan ain't Michael Jordan at 85, nigga. He an old man. I see Michael Jordan. He look like he's 1,000 years old. He only like 50 something. Yeah. He look 1,000.
Yeah, that fucks it. Dude, it's like a force of a garbage. The from where they jump and land, it's like a garbage truck landing on their knees.
Yeah.
All right, let's do the break because we got Jason Statham.
We're
going
to do a quick break. We got Jason Statham coming in. This is a great show. Race Wars. We'll be right back.
We will be back with more Race Wars in a minute. Stay there.
Harry's Razors, man. Still using it. Still got it. Hey, it's $15 right now. Harry's Razors, $5 off if you use the Race Wars promo code. Say something, Kurt.
Is it two words, the promo code?
It's two words. Yeah, race and then wars.
Some people have problems. It's two words, Race Wars. I mean, I don't know how you forget that. But don't forget this. $5 off Harry's Razors to $10 for a month worth of shaving. And by the way, my first one they gave us at a promo, I still use, and it still works fine.
Still
I can't
use
it.
If they send you the shaving gel or the shaving cream, you get three razors and you get the razor. How can you beat that? Harry's.com.
It's a two-blade razor with a good space to clean the hair out of it. That's why it lasts.
Yes, that's why it lasts.
Because I can rinse the damn hair out of it.
Yeah, you don't need 14 blades on some shit. You just need some blades that you can, a couple blades that you can clean right, and you can use it for a lifetime.
The one they sent me is too, works perfectly. I still use it every time I shave, and I'm pretty happy with it, man. So Harry's Razors, get it sent to you. Don't be an animal.
Use the Race Wars code. Race Wars, two words.
Yeah.
Harry's Razors. Do it! I guess we can.
Oh, yeah. So, because
that's that Travis Scott antidote, brand new. Check
that
it
shit
out.
Is hot.
We pumped that real music on here, man. New hot shit.
Hot fire.
Dude,
fire.
Shirati, I can't even think of a better way. Because where's Evan at? Okay. I can't even think of a better way to bring in Jason Statham.
Okay, yeah. Jason's here?
Well, because, yeah.
I love this girlfriend in a Fury Road. She played the pregnant girl. In Fury Road, Mad Max.
Help Godfrey help Jason's earphones.
Yeah, Godfrey's friend. Godfrey's friends with Jason Statham. Right. He knows, you know, he knows these people.
Jason.
Is he on my
dope? Dope.
Hold on. What have you done with Cos Doctor?
Oh, God.
This is my favorite show.
Dr. Cosby.
I wanted to come back.
Bill Cosby.
No. I'm raping a bitch right now.
He got the raping and the.
I can't stop raping.
Doctor, with no one invited
What happened to Jason Statham?
What have you done to him?
Sorry about that. I'm here in Race Wars. I like this.
There we go.
Thanks.
So nice.
Thank you, Mr. Statham.
Yeah.
Can I lay the... So let me just lay the story out. Okay, so this is Evan. Evan, what's your last name?
Jones.
Okay, so Evan, get on the Andrew Goldstein mic.
Let him get on the Goldstein commemorative mic.
Commemorative microphone, please. Yeah. So, Evan, so just... Just tell me that. So Evan got in some Twitter battle, okay?
Okay.
We won't even say her name, but she's a dipshit. And, you know.
Yeah, you always explaining this to me. What happened?
I got drawn into it, which is hilarious because he sent me a message on my dumb Facebook, which I gotta stay off of in the future.
Yeah, my bad.
And he goes, yeah, I put this one tweet, and then all these people, like a million crazy people are jumping on me for it.
Right.
And I'm like, well, just ignore them, dude. They just go away. They do. And then, but then I got curious. I'm like, well, what did you actually tweet? So tell them what the tweet is, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to be paraphrasing a little bit, but it's basically all my ex-girlfriends have been bisexual, but I've never had a threesome. Life is cruel sometimes.
Yeah, the most.
That's the tweet?
Yeah.
I mean, and then what happened?
That's a good tweet, man.
It's pretty inert.
Thank you.
I had threesomes with two of his ex-girlfriends.
so then somebody jumped on you, this girl. What did she say to you? Like, disappointing two women?
She quoted my tweet, didn't even retweet it. And basically it was like, in all caps, learn to satisfy one woman before you try to satisfy two.
You won the Sykes joke. That's a won the Sykes joke.
Right, I was like, what are you, my drunk aunt?
Okay, but let's get our child molester friend Nick Mullen in, because this is, he knows who this girl is, which is the funniest shit.
Oh my God, all right.
Nick, you know the girl who...
Yeah.
I know who everybody is.
But I don't think that was... I don't think that's too bad what she said back to him, actually.
No, it's not. It's not. It's fair enough.
Yeah, I think
so
it's fine.
Let me also say this. In order to get that threesome to go, you have to run the threesome through the girl, not through yourself.
Don't coach him right now. Dante's a man coach.
I'm sorry.
Dante, he's coaching a young fella.
Thank you.
Try to get him this threesome.
No, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Let me explain his girl, though. So that's fair enough.
Right,
you're exactly right. She said it.
Totally fair.
What's wrong with that? So then what'd you say back to her, right?
I said, thanks for the advice, random internet butt model, which is all facts and a thank you. So
you
I don't know.
You don't have to qualify it.
What, butt model?
He said, thanks for the advice, internet butt model. Now, that is what touched off the...
A nerve in her?
Shots fired.
Not her.
Because she's a... Yeah, no, all these, like... Hundreds. Who jumped on you and why? They're all Portland.
Literally hundreds of cam girls and dudes who I think are probably the guys paying their rent.
Bitch-assness.
Pimps.
White knights, I guess they'd be called.
No,
Okay. Let me get this straight. Let me understand what's going on. So she's a camera girl who like dances on cameras?
And she writes blogs
on Instagram.
About, like, girl like my free cams, like stripping basically.
Oh, so she's stripping on the thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she also writes blogs about like hip hop and doing weed edibles.
She's a multitasker. She's a real go getter. She's a trendsetter.
Wait, listen. So Nick. Right, because Nick knows all these people because he's been like irritating them for years.
Right.
So just describe this girl, dude, because you sent me this hilarious thing. She calls everybody, she writes in all caps all the time, calls everybody white boy. I thought she was black. She kept going, oh, typical white boy something. And,
what?
And so here's something Nick sent me a tweet she made to Lorne Michaels. She goes, for your information, Lorne Michaels, I have more followers than that white bro you hired, which she doesn't, by the way.
She retweeted that.
That's somebody else. Oh, that's not her?
No, that's someone in
that.
You wanted to hate her for that card. Apologize for that one.
Fuck that stupid cunt. Now, Nick.
Oh, so good.
Shots fired.
I fired him yesterday.
Even the mic didn't agree with Kurt. It jumped out the fucking holster.
Dude, I ain't going to say his dumb clam's name either. She's awful. She's an awful person.
She's terrible.
So but listen,
Nick,
so she's
Nick,
the
explain, dish. Explain how she got duped from that like white boy day.
So wait, did she say back again? What did she say to him? That
he's got to satisfy one woman.
Okay,
first.
Satisfy woman. Then he says something else.
Thanks for the advice, internet. But
and then she said what after that?
100 fucking.
She said nothing after that.
No,
she said a million things.
Crazy.
But now he's a fucking misogynist.
No, there's this whole crew of people that are just very angry, and they spend all their time online demanding that people pay them. For being online, they call it emotional labor.
No, they don't.
No, they do. Yeah, no, that's the term for it. Is emotional labor is sitting on Twitter all day long, educating anybody that any quote unquote dry
kind of
dick randos that
Twitter?
Show up in your mentions.
It's the whole different world, bro.
This is such white Twitter.
No,
right here.
No, it's not. No, this
it's
is
not.
Absolute.
No,
this is absolutely
this girl is
not
actually
white
Korean.
People at all.
She's
this
Korean.
Is not, no,
black,
not
black, it's not black Twitter.
Combat,
it's
listen.
Not, maybe by
it's
proxy,
called,
it's
called
Korean Twitter.
It's called
Korean Twitter.
No. Listen, dude.
You know the people who invented it?
Wait. Listen, just like Combat knows. These are POCs, Combat. You don't know what a POC is?
People of color. Persons of color.
So now, that is what's so annoying about this Korean.
It still ain't black Twitter.
Dude, she talks she talks black. I thought she was black because that's how she acts. She tweets that yelling in slogan, jargon, right?
Oh, no, you didn't.
Right, like that shit.
Then, listen, white boy, stop talking with your hands in front of me.
Say what? Oh, shit.
Did she replace her R's with her L's? That's how you knew she was Korean.
I found out she's Korean, dude, so I started calling her Rachel Dolagong and Rachel Doladong.
Yeah.
Then I had this guy named Toby from Portland who's got lavender glasses and red suspenders.
He got pissed at
me. Telling me how I'm trash and go. I'm like, what did I say wrong? He goes, when you make fun of a Korean woman for sounding black, that is sounds so. He wrote so.
So can I write? Can I say it? Can I say, "Hey, bitch, stop acting sounding black."
Yes, you can.
Hey, Korean bitch, stop acting. This is a black dude saying it.
Yeah.
Can two other black dudes back me up on this?
I'm on it. I'm on it. Back.
The church agrees, Korean bitch.
Oh no, he's like, he goes, "Yeah, you and your wife." He doesn't know anything about me, so it's like, "Yo, because you're white." I'm like, first of all, you're Portland. I guarantee you hang out more whiteies than I do.
Stick to Tagalog.
I would agree with that.
If you're alive with that beard and suspenders, I guarantee you're somewhere white.
Portland is a fucking Williamsburg with a mayor.
Artisanal belt.
Listen, but the nerve of anyone, you know, and I love, yo, you're exactly right. You're sure you're dead on. You're dead on. Listen, I love Portland.
Damn it.
I love weird ass Portland. I got no problem. But somebody from Portland has no business telling a man.
Okay?
You're a fucking.
You sound like Damon Dash now, man.
Dude, you got no business talking to men if you live in Portland with red suspenders. Don't ever tell me how to joke. So I go, what's wrong with that joke? He goes, he numbered the reasons.
Oh.
One, you're saying what's stupid.
Did he numbered
them?
That was number one.
And you're engaging with this dude?
Two, I was trying to get him to call on the show.
Yo, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Two, you're saying what's black. Two, you're saying what's black?
Yeah.
Three, I came in with three. I think he just made a queefing sound. But the point is, I can't say what's stupid. Did you know that? Because if you're a cis white male.
You can't say what's dumb?
Yeah. It's not your narrative anymore.
He's white shaming you. You're getting white shamed.
By a fucking a crackery. Dude, if you saw the guy, don't tell me
he's
fucking.
A white guy?
He's Parker Lewis
of
white.
Of course he is. He didn't even read what this dippy bitch wrote.
In red suspenders.
Santa Claus.
But anyway, so I got in because they were attacking Evan about this. Now
I would stomp that guy in a G-string. Yeah.
No, that's not the way, guys.
Jason, so
let's
I want to
hear everybody out.
That's wanted to know from Jason Statham because Jason Statham's a transporter, dude.
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
he knows how to stomp somebody out.
Jason. If anybody has had to fight a Korean girl that pretends she's black, I mean,
maybe you.
What do you even call that? A quigger? Dude, can you? What do you do if you're being attacked by a crazy Chigro?
that's a good one, man.
I should have my dick on your shoulder when
I
you say those
kick
words.
Kick her right in the pussy.
Oh, say what?
Kick her right in the pussy.
Is that true?
Right in the fucking pussy. I don't
Jason
give a fuck.
Statham.
Right Jason. There. Right in the fucking
he knows
pussy.
What he's talking about. He's had girls on both sides of the pond.
And by the way, Shrek, you only have to put your dick on my shoulder for a black thing. I'm not giving. First of all, a wigger, you could have 450 years of oppression, and I'll give a shit about calling you a wigger because you're white.
Yeah.
And if you're Korean, shut the fuck up. You're with white people. Don't try to pretend now.
Like now.
This is the new thing, dude. The Koreans try to pretend they weren't with white people the whole time, and they're more with the black
people.
Like,
they wasn't the ones chasing us around the convenience stores and keeping an eye on us
you're
to
what
this
I,
day.
Listen, Asians, you're what I call white, so don't even come at me.
They white when it
serves
white.
You're not, you ain't no person of color. Shut the fuck up. Now, Jason Statham. No, you're not. You're the listen.
Damn.
A Puerto Rican. Sure, you. They signed down with black people. Patrice had this whole thing in his album. The Latinos signed out with black people back in the day. They could say that shit. Yeah. And they do on my block nonstop.
They was with us when we were shooting in the gym.
Yeah. The Asians came here to be white people. You ain't. I don't care. You
they
went to college.
The
they came here to be white.
You came here to be white. So don't pretend. So call me white boy, a fucking Korean. Get the.
You're a fucking white boy?
By the way, I thought. Yeah. Jason. Jason, are you? Do you. I mean, have you ever encountered this? You have a lot of blonde wig Koreans. You probably got a karate fight, right? What?
I don't know. Do you have to fight any blonde
wig?
Yeah,
I saw the trans
blonde wig.
I know. I just kick people in the pussy.
What is the martial art that you use?
It's called kung pussy.
Now, Jason, do you ever get into Twitter beef? Do you ever get Twitter?
No. What I do is I tweet once and I find you. And I kick you right in the pussy. That's what I do.
Now,
that's why I'm the transporter.
I was going to ask you how to handle it, but I feel like I know what you're going to say.
So what's your advice? That's my advice. Jason, what's your advice to Evan Hill, who got attacked by this wild beast of a woman?
My pussy kicks aren't strong right now.
See? You got to build your pussy kick. And fucking just beat the fuck out of her. That's what I do. Oh, man. I don't give a fuck. No negotiation. Just fucking beat the fuck
out. I just want to teach him how to get that threesome with these bisexual chicks. That's what I want to do.
So
what?
Maybe he could have turned this whole beef into a jump off.
Yeah. Probably so.
Is there a way to flip it?
That's my whole battle.
Is there a way you can flip it, man?
Yeah.
Can we see pictures of the girl, please? Can I please see a picture of her?
I mean, find a picture of her.
It's hard for me to see her as hot.
She looked at me like her face got hit with a shovel.
She's all right.
And first of all, Evan, most of the girls I fuck, it's hard for me to see them as hot. Send your mom my love.
I don't even want to give her name out too much, but if you just find a picture, I just want to see it. Like,
can I see her picture?
Because this, by the way, this Twitter battle ended. Yeah, it ended in an article. Yet another article about me.
Yeah.
What?
By the Daily Dot, which I think it's called the Daily Dot because that's how important it is.
They cut me out of it completely. They just automatically jumped as if I attacked her for using capital letters. They're like, and in response to her capital letter writing style, I'm like, I didn't just be like, hey, fuck you and your capital letters. Like,
yeah, why is she writing all caps too?
Dude, I thought she was a transgendered woman when I saw her. Does she read as a woman to you?
Oh, let me see. That looks like let me see. Stop. That young guys are critical.
That looks like a questionable agent.
Yeah.
She looks fine.
Let me see Sharon. Yeah.
She looks kind of, you know what she looks like a little? She looks like the Asian chick from The Talk before she had her eye surgery. And you can quote me on that. I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
What's the name's wife?
Yeah.
What's his name who runs CBS? Godfrey, who runs CBS? Yeah,
Godfrey, show Jason Statham this picture.
Les Moonves.
Les Moonves. His wife, who's on The Talk, before she had her eye surgery, she had her eyes are really closed. Yeah.
Okay.
And then for TV, she changed
her
eyes.
Her name is Claudia Cho.
Well, there goes.
She's on fire right now.
I'll just kick her in the pussy.
No,
Jason Statham.
Jason
Statham. I got in trouble with the fucking.
Oh no,
internet.
Jason! I don't know how to do it in that red coat country.
What would you do if Toby from?
Yeah, Toby.
It took me a day. I'm such a loser, dude. It took me a day to figure out I'm arguing on Twitter with a guy named Toby from Portland.
First of all,
I'm trying to get his point of view.
If your name is Toby and it didn't used to be Kunta Kinte.
No, he's defending.
I got respect for you.
He's defending people of color.
Did
you meet your defender,
that
Toby?
That was the name that they turned Kunta Kinte into. That's not the joke right there, by the way.
Thanks for saving us.
Solid reference.
Kurt got none of that Roots joke. None of it.
I went to one of the dude's profiles.
Kunta Kinte, they made him change his name to Toby.
I know. I had a
How white it is.
Dude, I had a bathroom.
They beat a slave to said his name.
His name is LeVar.
Kurt was jerking off. Kurt was jerking off in the Kingdom Hall.
Is it ironic? Is it ironic?
Roots was playing.
I want to beat the name Toby out of this Toby.
And make him put the kid back.
Go back to Africa.
He'd probably offer that. He'd be like, my people of color, I just feel so guilty. If you could beat me until I call myself a mighty African name.
I went to
feel it's too problematic to mock anything stupid that anyone would do.
I went to the.
You've suffered too much. No, you've suffered too much, Combat.
I wish we could have the girl on here because she would love us.
I begged her to come on.
She would love us. We would have fun.
She goes. And by the way, I sent her a nice message. Okay, which I don't. In the article, they show a clip. It still looks all right.
Right.
And I'm like, listen, you sound interesting. I'd love to have you call in. She started telling people I harassed her. Okay, so then I just started making
sexual
fun of her.
Sexual harassment.
I started making fun of her. Yeah, they have the order switch in the article where it's like, I just mean first.
Maybe it's your fault in the beginning. Maybe she's North Korean. Did you check that?
She has the looks of one.
They completely cut any of her antagonizing out of the article also. They just refer to her as a Twitter personality, even though she has 6,000 followers.
6,000?
Yeah. And then they're like, she was just attacked.
You get that for signing up for Twitter.
Dr. Cosby, hold on. Dr. Cosby, how do you feel about a Twitter because I feel like a Twitter personality.
What?
Now, if someone has said that you attacked a Twitter personality, I mean, what's the best, what kind of suicide should someone commit if they call themselves?
You just give them something to drink. And then the boop-a-doop. Everything is solved with the boop-a-doop. That's what you do.
Jack's face. The like, holy shit.
Then the pudding in the face. All in the face. All down your throat. Take it. Oh, boy.
It's a good thing.
You're a nasty boy, Dr. Cosby.
Oh, my God. It's a good thing a person of color is making these jokes. Otherwise, they'd be
the
too
only
far.
Color is white coming out of the boop-a-doop. That's the only color. Right in the
what
block.
A dumb clam she is. Oh, she writes all caps.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Put it in the pussy. Then blind it out. Then you take it in the pussy. And you knock him out. And then you bust his pudding in the face.
And you do it about 70 times over fucking everything. Oh, I didn't know it.
Oh my God, no.
Wasn't me.
Do you want to give a shout out to
Wasn't me.
Toby of Portland.
Wasn't me.
Oh, guess what? Who else is coming in, I believe? I think that's it. Open it up.
Bobby?
I bet you that's racist Norm.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, hello.
Oh, Norm McDonald.
Yes. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I fucking, because I knew it was a special thing. After this Twitter fight, you know, and I knew Jason Statham would be good, but our new friend, now it's not the regular Norm, it's other Norm.
Well, let's talk to Norm about Paula Deen being on this Dance with the Stars. They bringing her back.
Oh, yeah.
How's she coming back to ABC?
Racist
Disney?
Norm. Because Racist Norm, you know Paula Deen, right?
Explain to Racist Norm
what's going on.
Well, Paula Deen's back on Dance with the Stars. A bunch of people on there. Bendy Irwin. You got your Gary Buseys.
Yeah. Racist Norm McDonald, did you?
How
did you
come, know? Why is Paula Deen getting another chance in our hearts, Racist Norm McDonald?
How's it going there, Norm McDonald there? Yeah, Paula Deen there, imagine that there. She hates black people there. Yeah, she hates those black people there, huh? She can't stand them there. Yeah, they brought her back. They brought her back because the executives who brought her back there, you know what, right?
What's that?
Why? They also hate black people there. That's what they do there.
Oh.
Everyone's in agreement there. Something wrong with them black people there. And there's one thing in a room that people are going to agree on is hating black people there. Hate them there. That's right. Yeah. Good for Paula Deen there. That's right.
Racist Norm, did you hear about what's her head? The Korean fake black chick that now she's a Korean that talks black that was in a Twitter war, and now there's an article about me because I supposedly harassed her by inviting her on the show. Now I guess that would have upset you, Racist Norm.
So she was a Korean girl there, yeah. Right there, and then she was trying to pretend she was black there.
Yeah,
that's it.
And Toby said I shouldn't make fun of that, but I knew Racist Norm would tell me this. Okay. White Toby.
Nothing like lowering the bar there, huh? Let me pretend I'm anybody in the world. I'm going to pretend I'm a black person then. Man, that's a good way to get killed there, huh? Yeah, they shoot you there, put you in jail there. Just being black and Asian. Strike two. Strike two there. Asian and black. No one likes Asian people. It's just their dumb food there, we like. On the holidays, everything's closed there. You gotta call dim sum up there.
But now,
get that little Chinese chicky there.
Sounds good.
But Racist Norm.
Imagine that there. Chinese and black.
Don't you think it's problematic for you as a white male?
No, because I'm a. You can't. There's nothing wrong there when you're at the top there. You know what I mean? There. I'm superior. I don't know if you know this, but I'm white.
We've noticed. You son of a bitch, we noticed.
Yeah, I'm so white, I'm the colonel now. That, you know that? They gave me a colonel and mustache there. I'm selling chicken there.
Is that a real rank?
Selling chicken to. Guess who's buying all
the black
chicken?
People.
Black people.
Blacks and the Chinese.
Selling right to the
wow.
people I hate there.
Blacks and Chinese.
Just, hey, they're hungry, you know. Well, black people they get
really,
hungry.
Really
who's making the chicken, man?
Who's making it there? Probably a Mexican there.
So you got Mexicans making it, you got blacks and Chinese and Koreans eating it.
That's right there, yeah. Yeah, they don't have any money.
You changed, no, man. You must be my
there.
Hero,
they
man.
Got no money. That's probably like, you ever see a KFC there? Don't you know about our campaign there? You got like, for like... For like $2, you get 400 chickens there. They don't even cut them up. They just give you a live chicken there. Imagine that there. Just give you a chicken. It's alive. You got to kill it yourself in the bucket.
Oh.
And black people, they'll do that. They don't care. They're not that lazy. They'll cut that chicken right up and eat them right there.
Oh, Racist Norm.
They do it. Jesus they play basketball. Christ. They get a good workout. They get hungry there. Starving. They're starving there. Get that bucket there.
Wow.
I'm offended.
Yeah.
I'm offended.
You notice there, that's why
I'm offended.
Because black people love basketball there. That's why our chicken comes in a bucket.
Oh, my goodness.
So you can eat a dunk. You can eat a dunk at the same time.
It's 2 points. It's, yeah, it's
sink
2 points.
The bucket. Three-pointer there.
Wow. Oh, man. Hey, you know what? I've heard enough out of this there. Racist Norm.
I know. He really comes hard with it.
You're not the same guy I remember from SNL, sir.
Yeah.
You're not him.
It broke well because we have Caitlin, we have that news about Hulk Hogan, right?
Well, Caitlin's going to the news?
I don't know.
You know, but first of all, this whole Hulk, not Hulk Hogan, we're going to go into the Superfly Snooker store.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Shit.
Because whole thing broke on Opie and Jimmy.
Fucking Opie is Columbo. He Columbo'd the guy.
Opie and Jimmy got to the bottom of it, and they got Superfly Snooker locked up 30 years after the fucking murder.
Now, how'd that happen?
He was on a show. Snooker was on a show having an interview with Opie and Jimmy. They do it right in the studio.
Right.
And they was just asking questions about what happened 30 years. Because Jimmy read the book. He wrote a book. He knows his girlfriend died when she was 23. This is back in like 1983.
Suspiciously died.
And then Jimmy was asking about it. Then Opie was like this. What happened to her? And then he got quiet. They didn't say nothing. They was videotaping it too. Then he's like, no. What happened? What happened? And I guess the motherfucker broke.
He broke.
Something over him they didn't trust, and they used that in the court papers. Like, they used the interview in the court papers to say as evidence that his story changed up too many times since the murder.
Yo, that's crazy.
Damn.
Yeah.
And they arrested him.
I'm not going on that show, dude.
Fuck. Opie fucking took too a nigga murders. Down.
Come on, Jack. What happened?
Well, he's 72 years old, combat and he's fatality. Got stomach cancer. So
yeah, he got
now,
stomach cancer. That's why they said they're not keeping him, and they're rushing it ahead, though.
So, hold on.
They're
rushing the trial. Wrestling? Like, when?
No, he's not still wrestling.
No, when he murdered.
Oh yeah, he was in the height of it.
They won. The family won a civil suit, so they couldn't. They didn't have the evidence for a criminal suit.
Wow.
But the family won a civil suit for $500,000 that he never paid.
Yeah.
Because he said that he was just broke.
Yeah, he's a wrestler.
He was broke. Yeah.
I mean, Snooker didn't make Hulk Hogan money.
No.
He's open coconuts with his head.
He didn't make Roddy Piper money.
That's dope, though.
But yeah, he's going to jail. And they're going to rush the trial because he got stomach cancer. So I don't think they're keeping him in jail right now. He's out, but...
Fuck. I can't believe Opie is the fucking...
Columbo.
Yeah, he did it, man.
He did it.
Yeah.
Took a Perry Mason-dom where he just had to admit... That happens on Law and Order
only.
So
when's Cosby going on the show?
Yeah, where is Cosby? Did he leave?
He had to step out. He had a rape in a hallway.
Oh, Dr. Cosby.
What other news stories you got for us, Caitlin?
Well, speaking of Hulk Hogan, he came out and apologized for his racist comments.
Yeah.
I don't know if that counts.
He
as
said
a
he
news
was
story.
Raised in a neighborhood where everybody used the N-word.
Yeah.
Yeah. You notice no black people in your fucking neighborhood, stupid?
Well, his daughter, his daughter's forgiven him. He feels like he's at peace, so he's telling us to be at peace.
Oh, Brooke forgave him?
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
That's convenient.
So he feels fine about that. And also, McDonald's is going to be offering breakfast all day.
That's unbelievable.
Is that a news story?
That's the biggest news here.
What?
McDonald's got breakfast all day, serving McDonald's breakfast all day.
That's all I want out of McDonald's.
They should have did that.
Yo.
Well, back when I ate McDonald's.
My diabetes.
They're just waiting to drop it.
Can we, I just want to ask Combat, because we didn't really get into it, but is there any, like, some hip-hop shit we should know about that you have been breaking on your show or anything at all? Help a white boy.
Well, Kanye's running for president. Let's talk about
that. Yeah, that's going to be pretty hot, man.
What?
He announced on VMA that
the
he's
VMAs,
on... Now, did he stab Hillary in the back by that? Because he was supporting Hillary. Maybe they took all selfies together.
Was he supporting Hillary?
Him and Kim was taking all those selfies with Hillary, went to a fundraiser.
No, is he really running for president, man?
I mean, it's Kanye.
That boy's
special. In all fairness, it's the
Kanye's
election
in 2020. Kanye's very special. He's special.
Well, that's why they describe Trump, but he's running.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm split between Kanye and Trump now. Now I don't know who my guy is.
Who's the biggest asshole? Who would piss people off the most?
I know. It's a toss-up, man. Because Kanye's a beautiful asshole.
Oh,
Kanye makes great music, though.
He really does.
He makes great music.
Absolutely.
And Trump makes great hotels.
Yes, and apartment buildings.
Apartment buildings.
He doesn't make the hotels. He just puts his name on the outside.
Yeah. Even better.
He's a smart man.
Hey, I don't want to be the nigga nailing stairs in.
I'm sorry, sir. The Mexican.
Do you know he hammers every nail of those stairs himself?
What, you want Carlos? You want Carlos on the outside of the building?
Norm,
that's the Mexican guy
Norm,
who's working.
Would you vote for Norm, would you vote for Kanye West?
That's a good question.
Who are you voting for?
Kanye West.
Norm.
Man, no, why would I vote for him? He's black.
Oh, well, okay. But just on
racist Norm McDonald.
Who are you voting for?
You're a Chinese person running. I'll vote for them for that.
What about Trump? You go Trump?
I like that guy, yeah.
What do you like about
man
him?
Man of the people there. That's what he's doing there. Man of the people.
I'm glad that Norm is a fucking Canadian.
Kanye West there, man. That speech there, man.
What about it?
That was longer than Hillary Clinton's lost email list there, man. Man, it was long. I went on forever there. Man, oh man, I went on.
But we want to know what happens when he goes into the grocery store with his daughter and has a foolish conversation.
Yeah, which grocery store and when?
I want to push him so hard.
Who, Kanye?
Yeah.
Or racist Norm?
I would still vote for him, though. I would vote for Kanye.
You'd vote for Kanye?
Why not?
That nigga's crazy.
You know why? Because just imagine who he's going to be running against. A bunch of nothings like running now.
Yeah.
Nobody's and nothings on top of nothing.
President Yeezus.
That mixtape going to be fire, though.
But, dude, can we have a sex tape in the White House?
Presidential.
Can you have a woman as the first lady?
No.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I have no problem with black people in the White House. I have a problem with Armenians. Tape. What? I mean, they shed.
You I mean, there's so many women out here.
I mean, are they going to have a lint roller or something for the for the first, you know?
You're a sick
Jackie
bastard.
Kennedy, say what you will. She decorated nice, never got fur all over the fucking Lincoln bedroom.
She wasn't a shedder. Caitlyn?
Yeah. Oh, Caitlyn beat Nick at the fucking Rose battle. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick. She got she took it down. She naked beat you, too. Yeah. What happened at the Rose battle? What happened? You just shined, huh?
Yeah.
What jokes did you use, Caitlin? Tell me.
I don't know. Did you use any of the jokes? I mean, you can watch it on YouTube if you
can
want.
Can I?
Come on.
Yeah, yeah. It's available on YouTube.
I'm just going to freeze frame it on Nick's face when he loses.
There's no shame in it.
No, it was a fun battle. We went up first, and it was a really fun night.
Nice.
Yeah.
Who hosted that, Lewis?
Yeah, Lewis hosted. Christian Finnegan, Aparna, and Joe List were the judges.
Okay. Yeah,
Who else was doing it?
Lisa Traeger, Drew
like
Michaels.
Her. You know Lisa? I want to get her.
Mateo Lane.
Yeah, I told Lisa she's doing it. She did the game show with me on Game Show Network.
She's a cool
that was
like
easy
her.
To figure. Yeah, she's great.
I have to go against my ex-girlfriend.
She's
Jessica
good people.
Delfino.
You just keep thinking about her pussy, though. Every time you said her name just now, you.
Who?
Oh, no, that's the other girl. Eliza. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I do think about her. She made a because you know, so corny, dude. I don't even know. Maybe she's nice. I don't really know her. She's probably cool.
Dude,
fine.
Why are you touching the microphone with your lips?
She's sweetie. That's what he does.
Because I'm
that's
trying to
nasty,
welcome
that's
everyone
what he
to
listen,
the world of
that's
herpes.
White people stuff. It's like kissing dogs. They kiss dogs.
That's Pete Caucasity right there.
Pete Caucasity. Oh, title, dude. Pete Caucasity.
Pete Caucasity.
Put that? That's our title.
That's it.
Good job.
Good job.
Come back, Jack. Excellent job.
My contributions of mankind.
Pete Caucasity. Oh, good one, man.
And Kurt will never reach that, by the way.
Fucking, Delfino.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Oh, you're battling Delfino.
I have to battle Delfino, yeah.
And y'all know personal stuff about her because she used to be your lady.
Yeah, one time, she's a stripper when I met her. And,
whoa, you doing jokes already, nigga?
No, this is just a true story. But here's the thing that's funny about it because she had a show that I did one time and I told the crowd this story. Because she wanted to sing this song, My Pussy is Magic. And by the way, it's just a pussy.
Yeah. So fucking, no, pussy's magic.
What's worse than trying to pretend like.
It's just a bunch of, you know, fucking smoke and mirrors down there.
I did name my dick Vlad, son of the dragon, but I don't like
the
when girls...
The Impaler?
The Impaler. My dick is Dr. Dick Dastardly.
But one time...
He's a doctor.
Dude, if you dance on a pole all night... Because she used to look hot in her fucking outfit when she came home, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, I want to eat your pussy right now. She's like, you should not do that. But keep in mind, I'm
it's
like,
everything in there.
Dude, I'm 19, so I'm an idiot. I'm like, no, I want to eat it right now.
Wow. So you knew what you were doing. Don't put on age, nigga. You knew what you were looking.
Culture.
Dude, it was like a fucking full roll of nickels had been kept in there for years.
Was it like a metallic-y kind
like
of irony?
Metallic
type of,
and
sulfury.
I went,
smelled like a inside of a boxing glove.
No, dude, yeah. It smelled like helmet.
It smelled like a child's volcano. Like a child's volcano.
Oh, I was such a fool to say something. Like it was out of like an H.P. Lovecraft novel of horror that dares not speak its name but drives men mad with just the smells like Cthulhu's awakened breath. That's what her fucking clam smelled like. Anyway.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, man.
Yeah, whatever. You know, we persevere.
Power through.
Yeah. We persevere.
Keep on keeping honest how I was raised. So,
you grew up with this son of a bitch.
So I told
poor
it.
Brother.
Yeah. Oh, my brother's never heard this story. Ryan, I have to tell.
He's over there weeping right now. He's weeping.
My brother's so proud of me. So I go, I told this story on stage, and after she's like, can you not tell that story? Like, I have to go sing this song, My Pussy's Magic, because they need to think. I'm like, nobody thought your pussy was magic,
it'll
Jess.
Destroy
you can give
the
up.
Illusion.
Please smash your ukulele. Please.
I blame you, because you fucking, that's when you was banging her, when she was pure fucking singing songs and stuff.
No, she got got more into that later. It was after, you know, it's so funny because even the
naked, I think she's hilarious too.
Even the, I haven't seen her in years. Maybe she's great now. Because Caitlin, fuck, fucking make a, I can't even think of the thing now. Like, you know, this naked show thing that I was on a tape. Like, so that was, so Jessica is like full of those ideas. So,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like,
yeah,
I had like a thumb on her. I couldn't have been more discouraging with anything that she wanted to fucking, like, I don't understand why you're doing any of this. Will you write a goddamn joke?
And she's like, I used to judge you too, by the way. I used to judge you, like, all these niggas fucking.
I'm going to get a small
just fucking
guitar.
Bitches just to be fucking them.
But honestly, God, if you play a ukulele.
He was disgusted by her. He was like yin and yang in the pussy. He wanted to be down with it. And he wanted to break off with it too.
No, she dumped me. I was about to kill myself when she dumped me. That's how much I was into it.
You really tried to kill yourself?
I didn't have the guts to go through with it, but I was
going
to kill myself. Yeah. Poor us, is how you say.
It would be Race Wars with Sherrod. The way I wanted it.
You'll have to hear this voice forever, you piece of shit.
I know.
Yeah. Well, I was really into it. She dumped me. Or, you know what? She tricked me into dumping her.
You cried?
You got to remember that Kurt started dating late in life, too.
She's the second girl I've had sex with.
Second girl, that was the second girl.
22?
Yeah.
Nigga.
Yeah. I guess it's 22.
Wow.
22?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I was with her for like 6 years.
The pussy was magic.
That's why when he had
it was magic. Calm down, you're right. When you're right, you're right.
That's why when he had threesomes and stuff now, he loses his mind.
At 22 for the first time.
It's all new to Kurt. It's like watching a little kid.
It's nirvana, dude. But at the time, yes, it was.
I'm talking about when we first met.
Yes, that was new to me.
It was all brand new.
Yeah.
Damn, son.
My brother doesn't know about none of this shit.
I believe it.
Because my brother was dating a girl for a while, and he just fucking, right? You didn't want to get married, ultimately?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just that. But it was like a thing, like, it's one of them families where you have to get, it was like a ethnic Catholic family where it's like, when you gonna give us some grandkids?
Yeah, but don't move out the house. What a backward people.
And then you all move in together. We're in your business all day.
That's a good fucking stew. I don't know what they eat.
That's not how you make a fucking sandwich.
Make a better gravy.
Then your job's to stir the gravy for the whole family. It's like that kind of shit. Yeah, don't marry into.
A real loving family.
I come home and you make gravy for everybody.
It was like, why do they call spaghetti gravy?
Like when Ryan was first, this is years ago, but when Ryan was first dating her, he told me the girl's brother like put his arm around. He's like, listen, Ryan, my sister's a virgin and she better be that way on a wedding day. You know what I mean? Like, like what are you in
charge? The brother of the girl said that to you?
First time I met him.
Yeah. What are you like a fucking, what are you in charge of your family's pussy?
It's like, look here, third dude in Jersey eunuch. Boys.
Boy, you are really a
being
fucking.
A dum-dum.
What are you from fucking?
Hey, we from Hoboken. That's how we do it.
I'm from Saudi Arabia, really. That's how we handle the pussy in our families. She can't walk nowhere without a brother.
Was she Italian, this girl?
No, Polish, I think.
A Polish!
But she's a very nice girl. I have to say, really, she was a very nice girl.
I just like having old school reactions to stuff. A Polish!
Yeah. I did like it. She was a sweetheart, but it was just that shit of like.
In my barbershop! A fucking Polish! Like, holy, this circa 1933.
We don't cut your kind hair, sir.
Guido.
Oh man.
Yeah, that's how. But where we live, it's like everybody's a Guido, no matter what your background is.
Yeah, Jersey.
You know, it's Irish, Polish, you Italian Guidos. Oh, is it time for? Are we out already?
We're almost out. We only got two minutes left.
Oh shit!
Time flies, man.
You're having fun.
We're gonna get to Kentucky.
Let's make a baby.
Oh, well, we got plugs. What's your plugs, man?
Combat Jack. Yeah.
Combat Jack. So you can catch me weekly at the combatjackshow.com. On Twitter @combat_Jack. And you can catch my show on iTunes, The Combat Jack Show, SoundCloud, The Combat Jack Show. Salutes.
Nice. Yeah. Look at that.
Yeah.
Goddamn, Combat
professional.
Jack.
Yeah, he's a pro.
He's still a lawyer in his blood. He's still a lawyer.
Dude, he named our episode.
Yeah, he did.
That's
that
a
was
perfect
name.
Yeah.
Perfect name. Hit
What's
it.
Up, Dante?
You can check me out on the Beige Phillips Show. Learn how to manage your bitch.
You hear that, Aaron? Aaron, you hear that?
I'm a bitch sans manager. So you should connect.
You can follow me on Twitter at Dante Hero. Also at the Beige Phillips Show. www.beigephillip.com. Also, if you need a one-on-one consultation, you can hit me at savemedante@gmail.com.
Save me,
get
Dante.
My threesome going.
Yeah. He helped Lenny Marcus get a girl.
You gotta get Lenny. Dude, Lenny, it's so funny. Save if you me. See Lenny, what he looks like, it's
save
like,
me.
It's the funniest thing of Dante saving his relationship. He's such an Upper East Side, nebbishy Jewish guy that Dante saved.
He needed help.
And he really
I got
did.
About, you know, I got just about 15 dudes on the low that I've fucking helped through their breakup.
Where you got a plug?
Yeah, Jezebel.com is still every single day publishing good shit, and you should check it out.
And yes, they're the good.
Aaron's
site.
Part of this family. She knows she's part of the Race Wars family.
Hot fire. No, listen, I don't even know why I was asking these idiots to be on the show because I already know Aaron. Like, I'm asking the open micers of this shit to come fucking do it. not one of the attackers has more than 600 followers. It's like help by mocking them. We just help them so much. Caitlin.
Yeah, absolutely. Tune into Crass to Mouth. Buy tickets to
the Naked
Show.
Oh, I've been off podcast.
And, yeah.
Yes, definitely. Crass to Mouth. That's how
check
that's
out Caitlin's like fucking beef.
Bob the Bono.
And then
Bobby.
Yeah, you can go to a KFC near you there and see me selling chicken to black people there.
And wait,
how do you do that?
Norm, I forgot. I'm at Caroline's the 10th and 11th. Headlining and little Nick Mullen, fresh from his defeat at the hands of Caitlin,
yes.
is my future.
I think Caitlin beat him out for those spots.
And well, so I was going to prank him and tell him that I already booked it. He lives with a goddamn pit in Chinatown.
Shameful.
It's and Will Silvins is the host.
Is he stealing jokes still? Stealing jokes?
Who?
Will Silvins.
He stole somebody's stuff?
He steals.
That's a different episode. That's a different episode.
Well, he better
listen,
not
catch
this
me
time.
At the Comedy Cellar all week. Listen, Race Wars, thanks for coming out.